Hi.
The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to my friend Alex Ovechkin the other day. He was complaining about the temperature of the guest rooms at the Kremlin. And I said, you know, I never have that problem because I call Care Heating and Cooling. And he said they don't have Care Heating and Cooling in Russia. He also said all the McDonald's closed. And I said, well, stop invading other countries. You won't have this problem. And then he laughed and laughed, and Putin picked up the extension. Luckily, Care Heating and Cooling exists in America, so call them. And they take cash money, not rubles. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.co.russia. No.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Today at naturestone.com, it's not just a floor, it's Naturestone.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
What other noises do you have?
I have a little sound bank that I can search. The search term that I used, no joke, was squirty.
Anyway,
driving around, you hear that.
Just know
the super load is coming for you.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach?
No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I won't miss a glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man and bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Hello.
How you doing, Boner?
Oh, I'm great.
Boner's wearing shorts today.
Yeah, you know what? I decided Friday I got some meetings. I got stuff to do. You guys all do tracksuit Fridays around here. I've participated. I figured today's just going to be whatever I want to do Wednesday when it comes to the shorts. So I just decided.
It's not what you said earlier.
The bosses are gone. There's that.
Whip it out Wednesday.
Well, there's whip it out Wednesday. There's that too. So it's the bosses are gone. They're off on a whatever conference thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have no meetings today. I had a bunch of stuff to do, but I'm just sitting at my desk. No one around here cares. Baker, you just heard Ryan Baker doing the updates. I've never seen Ryan Baker not in shorts. He's always wearing shorts.
Even if it's cold.
Yeah.
Even if it's like 10 degrees, he's rocking the shorts.
Yeah. And when you come here in the mornings, when I see the guys from Morning Juice, they both are wearing like athletic shorts. Like Bobby is in a full-on workout outfit. Beamer
Shark,
usually.
Shark's always wearing shorts.
Shark wears shorts a lot. Although
and
he does
flip-flops.
He does wear jeans, but yeah, Shark loves the flip-flops.
He loves
man.
The thongs.
He lives in flip-flops,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. And then Beamer's always wearing athletic shorts. So I thought, you know what? Why today am I it's 70 degrees out.
That's right, Boom.
I brought the basketball with me. I went out to a park, shot some hoops.
Look at you.
Took a little lunch break. It was nice.
I got back in the gym today.
Did you?
I did.
How'd you do?
I'm all right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So you worked through the pain?
It wasn't. It's the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that gets you with the age. That's why Barry Bonds had to use the roids.
Well, that's just
it. Wasn't the workout. It was the recovery.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why they said roids had no effect on being able to hit a baseball. And it's like, yeah, but it did have their effect on
when you can get
them
back
getting
in the
back
gym
to the gym
twice
to get stronger.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Go figure.
All right. Anyway, Wild Card Wednesday. I want you to tweet us your nonsense at manandbone971. Text us. 614-787-3093. We have On Campus coming up at 4:48. All the news and notes you need. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:34. Jackets get shut out in Montreal last night. Elvis, bad. Bad Elvis.
Is it bad when you lose 3-0 and all the goals came in the first 5.5 minutes because they chased your goaltender?
Yeah, Tarasov came in. He was quite good.
Yeah.
As he's been. So you know what? Let's be done with Elvis. Let's just admit what this is. This is bad. You've signed him to a horrible contract. Now pay him money. Buy him out.
Buy him out.
Have him go away.
I agree with you.
Because it's not working. Nobody wants him.
I believe the buyout, whatever it is, if they do it this offseason, it would in the long run save them like $5 million of dead cap space if they do it this offseason. Or whatever. If the, you know,
there's no salvaging this relationship.
No, it's over. It's done. Buy him out. thank him for his services. And again, this is I want to hear all the people who told us the Jackets ownership is so plugged in and they care so much about this community and they care about the fans. They just want to build a winner. Good. This is how you build a winner. Get rid of your goaltender that doesn't work here. I'm not saying he couldn't work somewhere else. Let him work here. I hope he has a great future somewhere else. Buy him out and move on to get, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
I'm not wishing him ill. I'm saying just move on from him. And that's what real organizations do when they make mistakes. And by the way, the guy that made that mistake is gone. So you already cut bait with him. Cut bait with one of his mistakes, too.
They're back at home for Ottawa tomorrow night. Crew tie Houston last night, which was enough to advance in the Champions Cup. A little hairy there at the end, Bone.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the thing with the Crew right now. They are in the midst of, you know, they've got all these games at the, you know, on the weekend, usually on Saturdays, where they're playing their MLS games. And then they had a Tuesday night game last week, Tuesday night game this week. That's a lot of what they call fixture congestion in the British side of things. But it's a lot of games on the schedule. So you've got to try to manage the minutes of all these players, not get them burned out. And I think Wilfried Nancy is doing a really good job of that. Cucho Hernandez scored again.
Just let me play the thing.
Oh, sorry.
Wait a second.
Sorry.
Cucho Hernandez update.
Cooch! Cooch dyed his hair, too.
Platinum Cooch, baby.
Had a lighter color do.
Yeah, he did. I like it. It's good.
Score goals. You can have whatever color you want.
Well, I'll tell you, man.
A turban of poop, for all I care.
He had a nice pass to him by, I think it was Christian Ramirez that sent him in from like 50 yards away. But yeah, this just in. Cucho Hernandez, really good.
Yes.
And really valuable to this team. So that was a nice goal. He beat Steve Clark, former Crew goaltender, to the near post. And man, just from a soccer perspective, the fact that he does that regularly, where he looks the goalie off, makes him think he's going far post, and then just burns him to the near post where you're not supposed to be able to beat a guy, that's upper level class right there from Cucho Hernandez. He's great.
Back in MLS action Saturday night at home against the Red Bulls. NFL league year officially starts today. Lots of cuts. Signings are officially announced. We've heard, you know, news about the signings the last couple days and releases, but everything becomes official today.
All right.
So there you go. You know what? We did a lot of that the first 2 days of the week.
I'm not doing it today.
Well, I mean, if something big happens.
Well, there are some big news bits that we can get to throughout the show, but
okay,
we got to do some Wild Card Wednesday. Monty starts us off. He says, my fellow pedal and cranks. All right. So Easter is upon us. Mike, it's cream egg McFlurry time in the UK.
I know.
So here's his question for you. Would you give up Reese's peanut butter cups for 1 year if McDonald's USA served Cadbury cream egg McFlurries?
Do they do it like they do there?
Do it the same way they do it there for 1 month over Easter.
Oh, just 1 month? I don't get it for the whole year?
So a whole year you don't get Reese's peanut butter cups for a month of Cadbury cream egg McFlurries. He also said hashtag psycho.
But do I get other Reese's products? Like, can I have a take five?
He just says Reese's peanut butter cups. And I would go ahead and add to that all the shapes. Shapes and cups.
Oh, he didn't say that. Why are you adding to it?
I didn't say you, because you want it. You can go get the, what's the crunchy bar that they have that's like a Kit Kat, but it's Reese's, the little bars they make.
Oh, the Fast Break.
Yeah, something like that. All those are still on the table. They have the million orange.
But no shapes
Reese's
and no cups.
Yeah. For a year. And you get Cadbury cream egg McFlurries for 1 month.
I had a shape today. I had a tree left over from Christmas. Delicious. Yeah. Yes, I would give it up.
I find it interesting because I know you. You are not a fan of milkshakes. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
But this is not a milk. McFlurry's not a milkshake.
I know, but it's so similar.
No, it's not.
Very similar.
It's soft-serve ice cream. That's not a milkshake.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, half of it melts, becomes liquid, and you're just...
First of all, how are you eating your ice cream? Over the course of 45 minutes?
No,
or are you shoveling it in your mouth?
I'm holding it with my hand, which is warm, and it melts the bottom.
I never have that problem.
Okay,
it's all going in my gullet.
I'm just saying, it's not that far off from a consistency standpoint.
You're an idiot.
I'm saying, it's not like I don't like pickles, and also I don't like ice cream. Those are two very different things. I'm saying...
Soft serve is completely different from a shake. They're completely different.
They're not that different. That's all I'm saying.
Teddy, tiebreaker. Soft serve ice cream and a milkshake, two different things.
I forgot, Ted hates all this stuff. So Ted's not a milk guy.
I love milkshakes, though.
Oh, you do like milkshakes. Well, see, yeah, then that's
absolutely.
That's a whole other weird thing. All right.
I guess they technically are, but I want to lean towards Bone, though, on this. I think, you know.
I want to lean towards him.
Listen, you can't suck a McFlurry through a straw. I get that.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's like 10 minutes later, you can. Like that.
Why are you waiting 10 minutes?
I'm pointing out how it's that close, and they're made of the same products, not... I know, it's soft serve versus ice cream.
Is a Frosty a milkshake, too?
It's very similar.
It's very similar.
They're in the same family.
No.
Yeah, they're in the same family.
They're the same family. Like cousins. These are kissing cousins, man.
No, okay. But if I said, do you like hamburgers? And you're like, well, I like Wendy's hamburgers, but I don't like McDonald's hamburgers.
No way. Get out of here.
Because one of them's square cut and thick, and the other one's totally different.
No, it's not. That's like saying Manwich is the same as a hamburger. It's made with all the same ingredients. It's ground beef, just not put together the same way.
No, there's more stuff in Manwich. I guess there's more stuff in a... McFlurry, too. I will die on this hill.
You can die on it if you want to.
A McFlurry are too similar to not like one, but love the other. That's what I'm saying.
All right. What was I going to say? Here's how sick I am. So next year, I told Samantha, because she's been wanting to take a European vacation.
Mm.
And I said, you're not old enough yet. But I think when she's 8, she'll be ready to go.
She'll be ready to go.
So next spring, we're going to go to London.
Wow.
We've decided this. And I am basing this entire trip around making sure they have the Cadbury Egg McFlurry.
What's wrong with that?
At British McDonald's.
You like that.
I do like
it. They serve it there.
We're going to go in the spring.
At some point anyway.
It's not like, we were going to go in August and I changed it to the spring. No, I just want to make sure they have the Cadbury Egg McFlurry at British McDonald's when we go.
Nothing wrong with that. I like that a lot. That's, you know what? While I disagree with your stance on shakes and McFlurry Blizzard products, I do agree with you on this. That's a perfect reason to plan a vacation around it.
You and I may disagree. We all want what's best for America, right?
That's right. Uh-huh. We want Cadbury McFlurries, Cadbury cream egg McFlurries. That's what
with
we want.
The goose spigot.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The goose spigot is that's
if
that's
you don't
where
if you don't know
it.
The story of the goose spigot. When I went to England, I saw a little sign, McDonald's Cadbury egg McFlurry. I'm like, I got to get that.
And you'd assume they just chop up an egg. Put it in the McFlurry.
Right. That's what they would do. No, they took Cadbury chocolate, just the chocolate, put it in there, and then they had a spigot. Of goo.
Mm.
Cadbury goo that they pumped in.
The cream from the cream egg.
The cream was a separate pump. Oh. And you could ask for more pumps.
Oh, my.
If you wanted to.
Do you know, Starbucks, why have you not got on this? I'm going to get a Frappuccino. Would you like it with Cadbury cream in it? Oh absolutely,
man.
I would.
You want to see your sales skyrocket?
You want to see my pants fly off at a Starbucks? That's what you would see. It would just explode off my body if that happened.
Hey, good news. Aaron Rodgers may be the vice president of America.
Is that good news?
Yes, it is. We'll talk about it next. Okay. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at 270. Police are on scene there. We also have slow traffic on northbound 71 on the south side between Greenlawn Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Done.
Does excessive amounts of Prozac make your sack droop down to your knees? Asking for a friend. My friend's name is Mike. Back to Droopy Sack and T-Bone.
Droopy Sack and T-Bone brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. It is Wild Card Wednesday.
Mike, the people seem to agree, at least a couple of them who have tweeted us, tend to agree with you on the milkshake.
Of course, because I'm right.
They don't necessarily agree with you. I don't think they understand the argument, just to be fair.
Oh, here we go.
No, no.
They're too stupid to understand the nuance that is bone.
That's not what I said. I'm saying I can see how a milkshake is in the same vein family nearby. They're on the same street. It's not like it's in another zip code.
No, I understand that. It's a frozen dairy product.
Yeah, right.
But it's not the same as a Blizzard or a McFlurry something you eat with a spoon.
That we both agree on. What I'm saying is I find it odd that you love McFlurries and Blizzards. You'll eat those all day, but a milkshake, you wouldn't want a milkshake, right?
No, if someone, listen to me. If all other things evaporated from Earth, ice cream, soft serve ice cream, if it was all gone, okay, and my only choices were milkshakes, I would happily enjoy them.
Okay.
But I know there's something out there that I like better. It's at the same window. So if I'm at McDonald's, unless the McFlurry machine is broken, which it usually is, but unless it's broken, why would I go for a milkshake if I can get a McFlurry?
Okay, that's fair.
That's all I'm saying.
So you're not saying like, oh, I drink a milkshake and I just want to vomit.
No.
Okay.
No, it's not like they're that. Delicious. Okay. Who doesn't like a good milkshake?
Well, I didn't know. I thought you didn't.
No,
I
but you if were I saying am you didn't. An ice cream alternative, it's a little more solid. No, I can eat it with a spoon and have some mix-ins. That's what I want.
That's different.
I want chunks. I want gobs of crap.
I have the ultimate test for you, by the way.
What?
On the milkshake continuum. And Teddy, you can look these up. Maybe you've had one of these if you've ever been to a Steak and Shake or if you've ever been to Chick-fil-A. They do a similar one too, I believe. I know the ones at Steak and Shake though very well because I've had them multiple times. When you go order a milkshake at a place called Steak and Shake, they have tons of options, of course.
As you would assume.
Yes. They have, for example, Oreo cookies and cream, where they take chunks of Oreo. They then blend it to a finer consistency than a McFlurry, and it's in a milkshake. And so when you're sucking it through that straw, you get little gobs, tiny, but still there.
Yeah, but I like the big chunks.
Okay, that's fine. What I'm saying is, I'm saying that's the missing link between milkshake and Blizzard McFlurry land is that thing. That Steak and Shake connects it all to me.
As a matter of fact, you know, we have different degrees of doneness for our meat, right?
Yes.
Like we go to a steak place. How would you like it cooked? Medium rare, whatever, however you like it. Why don't we have that with a Blizzard? How finely would you like the pieces crushed?
I like that.
Because I would go thick. I want big chunks. Maybe break it up into 3 pieces per Oreo and that's it. That's right. All I want. I want huge chunks.
Yeah, that's right. I'm with you. I would like to have the consistency be an option where it's like one day, you know what, pretend I am a little tiny baby and mm-hmm. you need to get me all the fluids, make it almost like it's not in there, but puree it. And then other days you might say, you know what I really want? Forget how the machine works. Just put it in there, hit the button for a second, turn it right back off, give it to me. I'm with you.
So I came in today. I thought my favorite story of the day was going to be Aroldis Chapman on Instagram squeezing his mother's breasts.
That is a real thing. You have not seen that. Oh,
he's lying on the couch with his mom and just...
Once you've seen it, you can't unsee it. They're all fully clothed, just for what it's worth, in case you're worried.
Not just one like honk. It was, he's grabbing handfuls of both breasts.
And she's like pushing his hand away, like, can you please stop? And then she even covers up her boobs and he still is grabbing.
He's still grabbing.
It's very uncomfortable.
After that, the camera went off, then they breastfed. That was that.
Happy,
hey, man.
Happy UK
you
Mother's
You want to learn
Day.
How to throw 102? Squeeze your mom's boobs. That's
they
how
always,
to do it.
They always interview parents like, how did your kid become great? Michael Jordan's mom or dad? And it's like, well, maybe don't interview Aroldis Chapman's mom on this
That's
one.
His good luck charm.
Squeezing the boobs?
Squeezing the boobs before every outing. You know, baseball players are very superstitious. They have to eat the same meal, all that.
Yeah.
So he's a major leaguer. He's always squeezed his mom's boobs. Why would he stop now?
Yeah. Anyway, if you want to have your dreams haunted, go look that up.
I thought that was going to be the story of the day, but instead I found this. Robert Kennedy Jr., who is running for president, if you say so, is eyeing Aaron Rodgers or Jesse Ventura as his potential running mate.
What are we doing? I don't know what RFK Jr. is doing. Like, I don't know what he thinks he gets out of this other than,
wasting money.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's a waste of money.
It costs hundreds of millions of dollars to run for president. And even if you're giving it the good old college try, for tens of millions of dollars. You got to find people who will give you that, and you're going to lose all their money because you're not going to win.
This is a story about how this is not just a pipe dream for RFK Jr. He apparently has been in constant conversation with Aaron Rodgers.
This is a story that was reported by the New York Times.
Yes.
Am I wrong? This is not like a blogger heard this. It's a news outlet that, say what you will about the New York Times, they are one of the largest news outlets in this country. They are saying this is a real thing. And apparently Aaron Rodgers is, and Jesse Ventura too, they have both been receptive to the idea and are not like, oh, hey, thanks, but no
well,
thanks.
Well, yeah, I understand why Jesse Ventura is receptive to it. True TV's not even returning his calls anymore. All right, Aaron Rodgers is coming back, presumably to play quarterback for the New York Jets. If Aaron Rodgers winds up retiring because of this, because come October, 4% of people will vote for this ticket.
Mm-hmm.
RFK, it's the loony bin ticket. That's what it is.
Yeah, right.
It's independent / loony.
Yeah,
that's where it is.
Totally agreed.
What an ending to a career that would be.
Yeah. I
at least Jim Brown retired. He's in a movie that everybody's seen. He's really leaving at the peak of his powers to go in this war movie? Yes, and he was awesome in it.
There are lots to your point. Like, Aaron Rodgers is not just that guy. He's the guy who he like complained for how many years in Green Bay? If I don't like what I'm getting and you guys don't put the weapons around me, I'll leave. And then after like 4 years, he finally does. It's all a big story. So glad to be out of Green Bay. Happy to go to New York. Biggest media market. Everyone's hyped for him to come there. Runs out with the American flag on the first game, right? It's whatever that was, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football. And then promptly goes out in four plays, tears his Achilles. Not his fault. Nothing he can do.
Four plays.
Four.
Oh, four.
He had four
plays.
Offensive plays.
I'm like, man, what's going on?
Four. Well,
just rubbing the ball between his thighs.
Yeah.
It's time for some foreplay.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying, that is so far his New York Jets career to this date.
That's what Brett Favre would call it. Hey, man, you ready for some foreplay?
Then he takes a picture of his dong.
Because he was number four.
Get it? I see. Yeah,
number
that's right.
Four.
He is number four. You're
right. It's time for Brett to play.
Yeah. It's always good for Aaron Rodgers.
Mississippi welfare money.
I like having Aaron Rodgers in Brett Favre's shadow, even in this story. I really enjoy that. But if you... He was the only other thing he's done since being injured, he obviously went on McAfee, created himself a bunch of controversy, good or bad or otherwise. That's what he did. He went and lectured everyone who would listen about why you make everything I do such a big story. Now let me go on TV and tell another big story. And then everybody would react to it and go, I don't understand why this is all a big deal. Then he told everyone, I can magically heal myself by listening to dolphin sex noises and make my Achilles work again. That did not work for whatever the medical community would like to know. It did not happen.
What does a dolphin sound like when he has sex?
Just that for hours. That's what he was listening to. And then the only other thing I can recall from his time off, other than that, is he lectured the New York players and said, cut out the BS. Get rid of all the leaks and everybody yelling at each other. Only if it has to deal with football.
This offseason is going to be about football.
That's it.
Now, if you'll excuse me, RFK Jr. is calling on the phone. We got to talk about chemtrails.
Maybe he thought he was listening to dolphins have sex, and it was actually RFK Jr. that he heard. And he was like, this is oddly soothing. Oh, this is a human. Hello.
It's Dan Marino and Mark Duper having sex. And River was there just watching.
The laces were out, Dan. Laces were in, Dan.
Oh, God. Hey, where do you find out all the information about top secret plans for the Cincinnati Bengals?
Oh, I don't know.
What do you think?
I don't know.
I'll tell you where. It's the Krogers.
Oh, what? The
Krogers.
Multiple Krogers or Kroger?
The Krogers. We'll talk about
all
it.
All the Krogers.
We'll talk about it next.
Plural.
Yes.
Let's go Krogersing.
And Don Shula and Sage Rosenfeld, get it on. More dolphin sex.
I can't wait to say, thinking about the best dolphin sex combos. Let's do that too. All that together.
It's Larry Zonka.
Oh, passionate lover, Larry Zonka.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Mound Street and 315, and some slower traffic downtown on eastbound 70 between the 71 West Split and Livingston Avenue. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last, like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding. They have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit OaksRoofingandSiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Jen.
If Biggie Size was a radio show, this would be it. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It's Wild Card Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Please tweet us at manandbone971. You can text us 614-787-3093. Oops, I forgot I was going to do my erectile dysfunction.
Well, go ahead.
Here.
Go ahead and do
I
that.
I know, but I gotta pull it up here.
All right, pull it
I
up
get
for a
the
second.
Copy points. I gotta pull up the ED.
Well, while you do that, can I just say real quickly, I just want to say a couple of names.
Just a couple of names?
Larry Zonka.
Yeah.
And Flipper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flipper enjoys the mustachio.
What?
From Larry Zonka.
He's a tender lover. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of being a tender lover, I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health. You know, they have five locations: Cincinnati, Louisville, Dayton, and two locations here, one in Hilliard, one in Westerville. The Hilliard location is where I usually do my banging.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that you're a little less than al dente down there, getting up there in age, maybe you need a little help. You don't want pills or herbals or crap like that. I want you to schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit's only $99, includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider, a T and PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. And how are you going to know if it works? Because they hang laundry on it.
Mm.
That's how.
Wow, that's quite a test.
Call them today, 800-5- I'm sorry.
800-900-9654,
800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com/ppnoworky, or just tristatemenshealth.com.
I got another one for you. Bob Greasy and Cameron Wake.
that's
a little old versus young.
I like that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
How about
Cameron, Bob Greasy get broken in half? Let's not lie.
How about Mark Clayton?
Okay.
And Jason Taylor.
Oh yeah, that'd be great. I'd
Jason
go with
Taylor.
That.
What a specimen of a man.
Mm.
Has his own line of Invicta watches.
Oh, I always forget about
nothing
that.
Nothing under
yes.
52 millimeters.
No, those are big watches.
Are you kidding?
Those are
clocks. You have clocks on your wrist. Flava Flav's clock is on your wrist.
That's exactly right. Yep, 100%.
All right, should I pay off on my tees?
I guess so.
All right, so someone who knows someone who works with Joe Burrow's girlfriend at the Kroger's. That's how they say it.
Kroger.
Kroger, yes. Joe Burrow's girlfriend, by the way, does work at Kroger Corporate.
Okay.
She's not a checker. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But
no, I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying.
She's like, I really like my job. And he's like, do you know how much money I make, though? I'm an NFL quarterback. She's like, that's fine. I'm really passionate about making sure we get all the groceries scanned.
Yes.
Thank you,
so
Joe.
So anyway, someone who works at the Kroger's with Joe Burrow's girlfriend says the Bengals are about to trade for Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, and that Burrow is going to renegotiate his contract to free up cap room so that Justin Jefferson and what's his name?
Oh,
Jamar Chase.
Chase.
I don't know why I said, what's his name? Like, he doesn't matter. You know,
no.
The guy.
No, but I'm
Jamar
just,
Chase.
I was, yeah, go ahead.
Are going to both get 3-year, $100 million deals. This is from someone who knows someone who works with Joe Burrow's girlfriend at the Kroger's.
All right. Well, I mean, I wouldn't completely dismiss that out of hand. However, I would also say I hope we all use that as shorthand from now on to say, oh yeah, where'd you hear that, Kroger? Like, just let's, or
well, people are doing that.
Yeah, exactly right.
The Bengals tweeted this out today.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see
the exact wording
okay.
here. Put in B-E-N. Takes me right to Ben Shapiro, your guy.
Sure.
Where was it? They tweeted it earlier. Twitter has now reached my friend at Kroger rumors. Free agency is wild.
Yeah, that's right. Good tweet out of them. Mm-hmm. Good post.
I mean,
there was a thing years ago on Columbus Crew message boards that I still remember to this day. I still see it occasionally pop up online. You'll see an old-time Crew fan post this. Years, I don't even remember what the actual rumor was, but it was one of those rumors about this player might get signed or this. I think it might have been a coach getting fired now that I say that. Anyway, it was the Applebee's waitress. Where someone said they were at Applebee's, their waitress said, oh yeah, I know someone on the team. They told me they're going to fire the coach this week.
Mm-hmm.
And so then the shorthand for that now has been, oh yeah, where'd you hear that rumor? The Applebee's waitress? So this is along the same lines. Where'd you hear that? Joe Burrow's girlfriend tell you that? Go to Kroger Corporate, you hear that? I don't know. Either way, let's go Krogersing, I guess.
Timmy sent me a sad story.
Oh, good. Then let's definitely bring it
up. You know, back in the day, I used to enjoy Boston Market. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, I went online to see if there were any locations left in Central Ohio, and there's not.
In what way did you enjoy Boston Market, just to be clear? Because for years on this show, we would talk about going to Boston.
Not jerky in the parking lot. I'm talking about the actual food they had at Boston Market.
They did have good food. All right.
Yes, when Kellen Winslow Jr. was busted, jerky in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
The police officer said, what are you doing? He says, I'm just going to Boston Market. And that became our term for that.
Let's all live in a time when that was the worst crime Kellen Winslow Jr. had committed. What a warm now time that was. Now it's way...
Now he's rapey.
Now it's much worse.
Anyway, Timmy said, how many Boston Market locations do you think exist?
Oh, that's a great question.
Nationwide.
I would guess hundreds?
Because just a few years ago, I mean, there were several... Just in our area.
Yeah, I mean, we had probably a half dozen at least in Columbus.
Yeah, 27.
Really?
The whole country. 27 locations, that's it.
I did not know this. It's dying a slow death. I had no clue we were in tough times for Boston Market.
Now, back when I was banging, I'd get one of those like turkey carver sandwiches or meatloaf carver sandwiches.
Those are good.
They were very good. And at the time, it's like, man, this sandwich is good, but... $8. Jesus. Who's going to pay
$8 for a sandwich?
Even if it's for high-end food, you know, tastes fresh, who's going to pay $8 for this?
It's freshly carved.
Now.
This food. Yeah.
$8. It's a bargain.
Oh, yeah. That's cheap.
I got a free lunch at the Chipotle today. I felt like I hit the lottery.
How did that happen?
Because I got my bowl made, and then I get up there, and their credit card machine wasn't working. And they said, do you have any cash? And I said, no. And I thought they were going to make me just leave the food there.
Mm.
But instead, they said, just take it.
Well, that was nice of them.
It wasn't a $16 savings.
And it was very nice of you to then go back into the line and order five more bowls for me and Ted and everybody else here.
You know, I think I will have a bag of chips and some guac. And some queso. Throw that in there.
Can I carry some of those beers out? No? All right. I'll just drink them here.
And empty the case behind you. Give me a cerveza.
Boy, you just really lucked. I was going to order all this stuff today, but I guess I'll just have to buy it next time.
Ryan Day is going to have to kick some ass. We're going to talk about it next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder of southbound 270 on the east outer belt between I-70 and 33. We also have slow traffic on westbound 670 between 71 and 3rd Street and an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at 270. Police are on scene there causing slowdowns. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same flexible payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The only thing scarier than Bones analogies is man's browser history.
I'm sorry, man. I thought you wanted to see this.
This is Common Man and T-Bone.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You can text us 614-787-3093. A little bit of a surprise today. Buckeye running back coach Tony Alford is leaving. And if you believe the reports, he is leaving for the same position at Meat Chicken. Now, Tony Alford's been on this job for 9 years, and they're knee-deep in spring practice.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen some of the memes going around that perhaps he looked at the quarterback play and decided, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Well,
I don't know if that's accurate.
The joke being passed around is this might be a sign that maybe they aren't as good at the quarterback room as everybody had hoped. And he's saying, well, I'm not going to get fired at the end of the year. I'm going to go make my move now. He did release a statement. None of it, just spoiler alert, does not tell you where he's going to go. So it does not say at the end of this, now off to Michigan or whatever.
He did thank everyone he's ever met.
He said the last 9 years have been nothing short of amazing. There's so many people to thank and acknowledge. Then he went on to say, but I will intentionally only name individuals, only name six individuals by name. But those of you who know, well, you know. And he went on to thank Urban Meyer, Gene Smith, Ryan Day. Those are three. The other three people he thanked specifically were, he said, that the Dublin community, specifically the Jerome High School administrative and teaching staff, he thanked them for, you know, working with his sons for 9 years while they were mm-hmm. his three sons.
Hey, you know what? As a member of the Dublin community, Tony, you're welcome.
There you go. You had nothing to do with it.
I did. I'm in the Dublin community.
He then thanked... He thanked Bob Gelswich,
him,
says former current head coach at Perry High School, but I don't know, maybe was at Dublin at some point.
Let him live.
Morgan Drake, owner of Drake Dance Academy.
Let her live.
Him or her? I don't know. Morgan. I don't know. Whichever one. Congrats, Morgan. You got mentioned. And Brett Glass, the current head coach at Jerome High School.
Okay.
So those are the six people he named. And then he went on to thank the players and Buckeye Nation and said he forged lifelong friendships and appreciated all the support. He's excited about the next chapter.
I didn't say Meat Chicken, but the reports are that that's where he's going. So now Ryan Day is in a position where he needs a running back coach. And, you know, we joked about it the other day. It just so happens that a running back coach is available. And he was Michigan running backs coach, Mike Hart, who is not retained because Tony Alford's coming.
There's that. And I don't want a cast off from Michigan who couldn't get the job done and they didn't want, apparently.
They won the national championship and their running game was pretty damn good.
Yes, but they didn't want him.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because now we have proof, okay, that Jim Harbaugh and Connor Stallions had someone working on the inside. Mm. And that's Tony Alford.
Oh, I see.
He was on the take.
This is the ultimate.
That's right.
Wow.
He was on the take. He was
going
to leave right after the season was over, but they said, no, it'll look too suspicious. You have to stick around for a little while.
Yeah.
And then organically, Mike Hart will not be retained, and there's going to be a position for you, and we'll pay you your hush money. That's exactly what this is. Tony Alford on the take. And all these thank yous to the community.
Yeah, it's all a big smoke screen.
Instructor. The dance instructor's in on it.
No, I don't know if he or she is in on it. That I wouldn't go there.
Yes, and Tony Alford is also RFK's running mate for president.
By the way, I told you that statement that did not say where he was going came out 13 minutes ago. Now, if you go to @CoachTonyAlford on Twitter, his location is Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yes, of course it is.
His picture, profile picture, is photoshopped him in a Michigan polo.
Of course it is.
And his Twitter background now is the Big House.
They've been planning this the whole time. And this was the ultimate deep state 9-year cover.
Absolutely.
This is
right.
Like the Americans with what's her name?
Kerry Russell
and the other Irish Welsh guy.
Cillian Murphy. He's not in it. I don't know who it is.
Welsh guy, not Irish. They'll not kill Irish. You.
Well, you said that.
I know. Welsh.
Anyway.
Welsh.
Tony Alford's Twitter also says, official Twitter page for Coach Tony Alford, run game coordinator / running backs coach at UMich football.
Mm-hmm.
It's all there.
There you go.
Folks, it's all there.
This was we had one in our midst.
I'm going to make a 4-hour YouTube video just to prove this theory.
I'm just saying, man, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories that have had less evidence than this.
It's huge. It's huge. No way other to
RFK
explain
Jr.
it.
Is running on the platform to become president.
RFK Jr. is running on the Tony Alford new platform.
Not he knew.
It was
he
in
was
on it.
In on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're right. He was actively, yeah. A double agent. Wow.
This whole
That's
time.
No good.
This whole time.
No.
Ryan Day probably was sitting at breakfast this morning, eating his Nutri-Grain bar, saying, that son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
He played me. He had me. The
now
whole
this,
time.
Now, this is a question. Urban Meyer hired Tony Alford. Did Urban Meyer know when he hired Tony Alford that he could be turned? Or was he duped? Because, see, this is where you start to get into
the... Was he always on the take for 9 years, or did that come later? Did he become disgruntled?
You know when it came? When they got rid of his guy.
Who's his guy?
His guy's Urban. He thanks Urban in this and says, Urban gave me a shot. And then Urban is forced out, you know, mostly. And then he says, all right, I'm going to stick around. Who are they hiring? Oh, one of the other guys who was coaching with me? They didn't ask me. Well, let's just see what happens. And then Connor Stallions comes over to sell him a vacuum cleaner. Bing, bang, boom. Done.
You're
Michigan
saying,
national champion.
This is...
it's all suspicious.
Quite the development.
It's all suspicious. I'm very excited, by the way, for the write-ups in the sports blogs. You're like, Common Man and T-Bone say, giant conspiracy.
I do say it.
I do, yeah.
Write it, Reddit.
Write it down.
Write it, Reddit.
Write it, Reddit? I don't think Reddit's writing it.
Someone on Reddit's writing it.
But that's not, yeah, I meant like, well, that's fine.
Right.
Whatever.
Okay.
Write it, Reddit. Sure. Oh, you want a Wild Card Wednesday?
Yeah, come on.
Fine. I guess if I have
T-Bone's also wearing very short shorts today, so it's Whip It Out Wednesday.
I'm wearing shorts. I don't know if they're short shorts.
Oh, I see inner thigh.
Let's see. This one is from Shake and Bake, who says, my PP juicers.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
What? I'm just reading them.
I know, it's fine.
What are your current retirement plans, or are you always going to try to find a way to seduce America through the airwaves?
No, I'm not.
I can lay out the rest of my career path and my retirement plans if you want to be extremely bored. I can tell you all that. I mean, I know what I plan to do. That is to do this show as long as people want us. And then when people say, that's no fun anymore, then I would transition into like off the air management, help out, do whatever I could to help the next group of guys come through, guys and gals, learn from whatever I can teach them, which is little, but I would try to help share my knowledge with the next generation and then work.
That's very nice of you.
And then I'll retire at the ripe old age of 78.
All of this is subject to change. And it could change because I hate it here and they hate me here.
Okay.
Okay? My plan is to keep working until my daughter is 18.
Oh.
So you have 11 more years of me.
Okay.
Unless, again, they just say, hey, man, with the pee-pee no worky, that's enough of that. And I say, eat it.
And you just leave.
I'm doing something here, too.
People can't see what you
did. Eat it.
Eat it. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the plan.
By the way, in retirement, if that was the actual question, is like, what do you want to do after that?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably take up a very boring hobby.
I'm going to wear tearaway pants.
Yeah. Pants.
Like the buttons. And
why even wear them?
Whip them. Just whip them off. Whip them off.
Bro. Or you could rip them off. You could do that, too.
Just whip them and rip them and jerk them. And
no, I don't know about that. Yeah. Anyway, retirement. Unlike some in the media who have recently spoke about it, I do think it's good that people want to retire. I don't think it's good to want to work for the rest of your life.
If you have to, but
no, but
what are you going to do?
I've heard people saying like it's weakness to want to retire. No, it's not.
Get the hell out of here.
You're an idiot.
Weakness to have peace and comfort with your family who loves you.
Yeah, what a terrible idea. You okay?
No.
Was that a little of, what do they call that when it backs up in there?
Agita.
Oh, I thought it was.
Agita. Yeah, I'm thinking about Tony Alford this entire time being on the take.
I thought it was Regina.
No.
That's not. Agita and Regina are Regina. Different places, different things. Okay.
Not got Regina. It.
Okay, good.
More Wild Card Wednesday stupidity coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to find some slow traffic on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. And expect a small delay on northbound 71 on the north side between 670 and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Dumb is the only language these two are fluent in. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. It is Wild Card Wednesday. Hey, make sure to subscribe to the podcast of this dumb show. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. So the news today... Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. You're good.
The news today is T-Bone thinks soft serve ice cream and milkshakes are the same thing.
I said they were adjacent.
Also, Buckeye running back coach Tony Alford has been lying to us. For 9 years, he's been on the take. Michigan had a man on the inside. They had Connor Stallions on the outside doing the bidding, right? And they had Tony Alford on the inside because Tony Alford has taken a job today with Meat Chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We thought it was a little odd yesterday or a couple days ago when they announced that Mike Hart, their running back coach at Michigan, was not being retained. You know, because running game, good.
Mm-hmm.
They Excellent. Won the national championship. Mike Hart... The true definition of Michigan man.
Oh, yeah.
Kept coming back to school just to try to beat the Buckeyes. Now, it didn't work out for him. But now we know why.
Yeah, I think you find that out, right?
Tony Alford was on the take.
He parts ways with Michigan to clear open a spot for the guy who was in on it the whole time. This is classic conspiracy theory, man. We've seen this. We understand it. It's easy to figure out. I've watched, you know... The last few years have taught me the way conspiracy theories work is you just say it. And then everybody's like, there's no evidence of that. None of that sounds real or logical. You say, oh, yeah, the fact that there's no evidence of it proves it exists. And then RFK Jr. calls you to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
There's a couple phone calls I'm making today.
As far as to get a new coach?
I'm picking up the phone and I'm talking to Mike Hart, seriously. Just to gauge what type of bad actor he is, because there's a chance he's still in on all of this.
Yeah.
And he's still on the Michigan payroll, and he comes here, and now he's working from the inside. Okay? But I pick up the phone, I talk to him.
Okay.
There's somebody else I call today. I don't think it's likely he comes here, but there is a guy. He is currently the head coach at a much smaller school.
Oh, I may know where you're going with this.
Oh, you know where I'm going. Okay, because right now we watch TV and we see the shiny, bald head of Pascal Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
And we think, man, that's one hell of a shiny, bald head. There's someone who actually did something of significance in this town that also had a shiny, bald head.
Number 27?
Can I finish?
I didn't know how long it was going to take.
I'm setting the scene.
That's it.
All right?
Pass out.
Man, you just want to jam it right in. Like, number 27! I'm giving you a little foreplay here.
I'm just waiting.
Anyway. See, I didn't do any who.
Anyway.
It was in my head. I didn't do it. Anyway. I call up his office at Tennessee State, and I say, hey, we respect the hell out of you. Your alma mater needs you now more than ever, okay? We've got a stacked running back room. We've got sky-high expectations. We need to beat Michigan. We need to win a national championship. If we don't do those things, this entire coaching staff is going to get fired. We need you, Eddie George, to come here and save us.
Yeah.
You know Eddie's not on the take.
No.
Eddie would die
Before
being on the take.
100% right. No, I think you make that call, too. I'm with you. I do think probably would be also good to call in your transfer that you just had in Quinshon Judkins and say, hey, sorry about all this, right? Like, I'm sure Tony Alford was part of his recruitment, don't you think?
That maybe.
I'm just saying. Like,
now let's go down.
Let's just hope everybody's still happy with this.
Oh, this show's going to take a turn. If it hasn't already.
Well, you're already throughout that you think Tony Alford was on the take
perhaps
to help Connor Stallions.
Quinshon Judkins went into Ryan Day's office with Travion Henderson and said the only way that we stay here is if Tony Alford is gone.
Because we've got some evidence that shows he's been selling vacuum cleaners on eBay.
That's
exactly
right.
You know what I'm saying?
So we want him gone.
Yeah.
And Ryan Day was so shocked by all of this that the first thing he did was call his brother in New Hampshire to investigate it.
That's the only thing he ever does. Someone calls him and is like, hey, do you know when the time change happens? When was that? And he's like, I got to call my brother in New Hampshire. I'm sorry. I don't know.
He's going to research all this.
He'll research all this for me.
All right.
Maybe that's what's happening. I'll tell you this.
Lots of stuff going on.
Here's what I do. If I call Eddie George and he's hesitant, then I would say, now, thank you for the time. And he's like, listen, I'm not interested. I already got a job. I don't want to go back to Ohio State. Sorry. I love Ohio State, but it's just not right. Not the time for me. Say, okay, that's fine. Coach, did you get a package in the mail today? Did your assistant drop anything off to you? Oh, yeah, she did. There's a package. Oh, look here. It says Woody Hayes, Columbus, Ohio. Mm-hmm. You want to go ahead and open that up? And he opens it up, and it's a nice Nike hoodie that says Ohio State, has his initials on it. EG, right? Has maybe a 27 on the other side. And then he opens it up and unfurls it. And instead of ending in like the normal length of a sweatshirt, it's actually cut into a midriff sweatshirt. They say, come on, Eddie, come home and show us those abs. And he goes, you know what? You got me.
Oh, so you take it to another level. I thought he was going to open the package. It was going to be a body part of one of his family members.
No.
You better come here or
you
else.
Eddie, we're going to let you show off the abs on the sidelines. Yeah. Then he goes, how could I refuse that? It's all I did when I was here other than win you a Heisman Trophy and play awesome.
Also, the hoodie had a neck roll in it.
Did he use a neck roll? I don't know if he did.
Didn't he use a neck roll?
I don't know. He may have. Everybody had giant shoulder pads back then.
They all used neck rolls back then.
Everyone had giant shoulder pads.
And I love neck rolls.
Those shoulder pads, too, were...
I'm working on my own neck roll, except there's no pad. It's just fat.
Just a roll of fat.
Yeah. Just a roll of fat.
There you go.
All right, come on. Wild Card Wednesday.
Let's go. This one comes to us from Midnight Madman, who says, do you think you would be a good NFL owner? Hell yeah.
I'd be
a great NFL owner, because you know what I would do? I would be so enamored with all the cash I have, I would hire the best person I could find to run the team. And then I'd let him hire everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I would say, call me when the season starts. I'll be here week one. I'd show up to the owner's box. Hey, wave to everybody. Be at a press conference or two. And then off I go to whatever islands and all the other places I have houses in. And then I would show up like in week eight. How we doing? I would leave them to do their jobs.
I'd be there every game.
I would let them do their jobs.
I would let them do their jobs, but I'd also assign clear objectives and goals that are to be met.
Oh, okay.
And I would hold my people accountable. I would let them do their jobs, but I would hold them accountable. And if they did not reach those goals, they would all be executed on the field.
I see.
For everyone to see.
I'm sorry. I should have noted. I was reading from Brian Hedger's book of What Makes a Great Owner. So I've... It's my bad.
You know what?
That's my bad.
That was the long play Bone, and I enjoyed it. You went the Norm MacDonald route where it was a 12-minute setup for a small payoff, but I enjoyed it.
Let's see. Craig says, my Dolphins sex voyeurs. If you had a theme song that played every time you walked into a room, what would it be?
I have hashtag GTH. There you go.
He's just a common man.
That's what I hear every time I walk in a room, open the door.
I don't know what mine. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't have any idea what mine would be, I guess. I'd probably just do something that would be, I wouldn't want to bug anybody with it. So it would just be,
Teddy, what would your theme song be? If you could pick any song.
Something popular.
To announce your arrival.
Maybe like some Papa Roach would be pretty good.
No.
Yeah. No?
No, I know what yours would be.
What would it be? Panama?
Yeah, that's perfect. Absolutely.
You're Panama Ted.
Yeah, I like
Panama
that.
Panama Ted.
You know, I'd probably go with, because we were just talking about Green Day yesterday. I'd probably go with like When I Come Around, just because it gets right to it, you know? Let me see. Just a little guitar solo. You should have that in there.
I mean, I should, but it doesn't mean I'm going to.
I know.
Yes, I do have it.
All right.
All right, so you walk in a room.
I just walk in a room and this starts playing. Just get a little guitar going and then just, yeah. How's it going, everybody? Welcome to me. Oh, hello. Hello. I get a little intro to the music before I actually, then they start singing and I'll just shut up.
That's fine. Hey, Timmy, what would your theme song be?
Yeah, I might be like, oh, you know, might be some like, kind of Dave Matthews
and
band.
Ants are marching.
Yeah, but which one? So much to say. That's the one.
It's okay. Baby. No, but you can't pick the middle. You got to go right from the start of the song.
Yeah. It has to be the beginning. Maybe. Right.
So Timmy walks in, and this is what you get.
Ooh, yeah. Hey, guys. What's going on?
I got central heat, gang.
Let's rap, baby.
I say my hell is the closet. I'm stuck inside.
No, this is too. It takes a while for this to get going,
yeah,
Timmy.
But it's a nice.
I don't
little,
know if this is the entrance you want.
It's just a nice little acoustic guitar. Laid back.
I gotta say, I don't think Timmy knows how to do intros. I think that would be a bad intro.
Yeah, that's a bad intro. Yeah,
so like, you'd be ready to go out to like if this was your walk.
This wrestler sucks.
Yeah, or like if you were at an at bat and you were just like walking up and it's like,
now can I tell you the ultimate?
It's like, when is this guy going to strike out?
Let's rake, baby.
Can we cut this guy?
When you walk into a room. You hear this.
That's it. Yeah, that's right.
You know who just walked in.
Uh-huh. Although, as much as this one is awesome, I think underrated is Shawn Michaels' walkout music.
Yeah, it's a good
sexy,
song.
The Sexy Boy
it's
song
just
is
not
pretty great.
It's not as aggressive.
Bone, you know what I would actually pick, right? If I was going for hyped and pumped up.
Would you pick a little Limp Bizkit?
You
maybe?
Know we'd be limping with the biscuit. We'd be...
Yeah,
it's little... just one of those days!
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, that's right. This is Shawn Michaels. I know I'm sexy. I just walk in and start, like, gyrating.
There's a certain expectation when you have this music
going. That's all right.
You gotta be good looking.
No, it'd be irony. I'd walk in and be like, yeah, I don't know why this is playing. Anyway, I'm T-Bone. How you doing? And then be it. People would laugh and we'd move on. I like how he went falsetto.
I don't think he...
Yeah, it's him. It's all him.
I don't think he's singing
that. I think he's saying the whole thing. I think that is him doing that 100%. Yes, that was the thing back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about a Buckeye Hall of Famer who may die.
Huh?
That's a bad tease, but it's a real tease.
Okay.
That's coming up next. Hey, it's lighthearted.
Like they're on cloud nine. I'm just a sexy boy.
Sexy boy.
Yeah, try to control your loins when this song's playing. You can't. You can't.
Sexy boy. Sexy boy.
This is what McMahon would play when he locked sex slaves in the office.
I'm going to get Brock Lesnar on the phone.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for an accident on the right shoulder of westbound 670 before 315. It's a 5-minute slowdown and some stop-and-go traffic from Leonard Avenue. We also have an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at 270. Police are on scene there. And some slower traffic on westbound 161 between New Albany Road and Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same lowdown payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Uncomfortably talking about food.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
This is Man and Bone.
It is Wild Card Wednesday. You know who I saw just took a job?
Who's that?
With the White Sox as a coach?
No.
Grady Sizemore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, let him live.
Grady Sizemore.
That's
I think he's great. In the minor leagues, but still.
That's let him all right. Live. He's working in baseball.
I thought he was going to be a Hall of Fame guy. And then, ouchie.
Well, that you can't control that.
I was also confused for him. In my younger days, Bob Feller thought that I was Grady Sizemore. Started talking to me. I was very excited.
Is that a, I mean, I don't remember what you look, I don't know what you looked like back then compared
to him. I mean, I looked like
him.
A better looking, younger version of me, but I didn't look like Grady Sizemore.
How big was Grady Sizemore? Was he bigger than you?
No, of course he is.
Well, I figured. I mean, he's a Major League Baseball player. I mean, you're,
what is he listed
you're not
at?
Like super short or anything, but you're not super tall either.
Grady Sizemore, 6'2".
Oh, okay. Yeah.
6'2", 205.
Yeah, that would definitely not be what...
Bob was a little up there in
all
years.
All right, that's fine. That's fair.
This so is also around the time that he was arrested at the airport for just running through TSA saying, it's a conspiracy!
Feller?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he had some problems.
Oh, that's too bad.
The problem being he's just old.
Well, I get it. What are you going to do?
Nothing. Here's a story for you.
Go ahead.
UFC legend Mark Coleman, Buckeye Hall of Famer, remains hospitalized on Tuesday after suffering from smoke inhalation in a house fire in Toledo.
Yeah, this is a sad story because apparently his mother and father were in the house,
yes.
As was his dog. I believe Hammer is the dog's name. That was his beloved dog. He ran back into the house to get mom and dad out, but unfortunately was not able to get Hammer out. So that's good that he got mom and dad out. Sad that his dog sadly perished in this fire. But then also, apparently, he got smoke inhalation from this entire
fire.
Ordeal.
Yeah, he's 59 years old. He was life flighted to the hospital where he's currently battling for his life. Hmm. His daughter says to pray for him. Now, he was a wrestler at Ohio State. He was really a pioneer with mixed martial arts and UFC. And he made a comeback, I want to say... 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, really?
At an advanced age, because he's 59 now. And I remember he either won a couple fights or looked impressive enough in a couple fights in the UFC. And then I think he fought Bellator or something after that. But, you know, he's still been out there.
Oh, yeah. One of the top guys I would not mess with. I mean, there's lots of people I would not mess with.
Oh, there's lots of people.
Way up on the list. But
if
also,
you need someone to save you from a fire... I would pick Mark Coleman.
I would say he could probably do it, and he did. So we wish him well. Our thoughts are with him, and hopefully he can fight through this like he fought through so many other things.
Wild Card Wednesday.
Darth Sweatervest tweets us and says, my sexual gladiators. As everything comes down to sex for Common Man, would you have sex with a female clone of yourself? Now, let's think about this. Are we to presume then that this female clone is attractive?
Well,
of us, like something that we would look at and say, all right.
No, I probably wouldn't, because my sister kind of looks like a female clone of me.
Oh,
she is a girl, attractive version of me. My right. daughter also looks like me. She is a little girl, attractive version of me. No, I don't think I'd want to do it with myself.
All right.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this question. Let's say it looked nothing like you, but it had the knowledge that you have of you, this clone, where it knew all of your life experiences,
Does it look like Margot Robbie?
Sure. Let's say it's an attractive clone, but it is consciously, it knows the same things you know. It has the same sense of humor as you. It knows your pleasures and fears.
You like that, don't you, you sick F?
Right.
How did you know? Because I'm you!
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I know what you like!
I'm saying that part of it, I would actually have to give it some thought. If it didn't look anything like me, clearly, I wouldn't know. I'm just saying, I think I could understand why
someone
might...
Can I tell you something, what it would really be?
What's that?
Just me and my clone simultaneously apologizing to each other before we even start.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, it'd be that, and then, but then it'd also be like, "Hey, peepee no worky," and then you'd both laugh hysterically.
Exactly, and that would be the end of it. Yeah. That'd be the end of it. Well, is it good for you?
No.
All right.
No.
Is let's it go ever? Have a sandwich.
How is it ever? That's, uh-huh. That's what the clone would probably say to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Unknown stuntman says he was watching Cool Hand Luke the other night. There's a scene, famous scene, where he eats 50 hard-boiled eggs. What food would you choose if you had to eat as much as you could in an hour? I'd pick shrimp. I think I could wipe out an entire colony.
Oh, I love shrimp.
I like that phrase, though. I think I could wipe out an entire colony of shrimp. Yeah, you probably could.
I could do some damage on some popcorn shrimp.
Would you go that, or would you go the cocktail shrimp?
Because popcorn.
I could eat the cocktail shrimp all day.
I could, too. But I think I'd like popcorn shrimp or popcorn chicken, and then I can change up the dipping sauces.
Oh, the dips are...
For a variety.
I'm with you. I would go with something that you can easily dip. I would probably go like a chicken nugget type of thing.
You don't want the same flavor the whole time.
No, but if I have different dipping sauces, then I'm good there. I could probably eat quite a few. Let's see. Jordan says, what is your craziest surgery you've ever had? Any emergency surgeries, like an emergency hernia surgery that I just had?
No. Crazy surgeries for me. I mean, I had my tonsils out.
No, I have had my tonsils out, too. I've not had any emergency surgeries. And I'm sorry you had a hernia surgery. That sounds awful. But what I did have is I got the LASIK done, and that was not like crazy in an emergency sense or weird in that sense. It's just weird that they tell you we're going to do surgery on you, and your eyeball is the part we're doing it on, and it's going to watch the whole thing, and you then watch them do surgery on you. That part is wild.
Yeah, I had my sac ripped open.
A lot
of guys do that.
Yeah, we both have had vasectomies.
See, Timmy Hall was so blind, he went in for the LASIK consultation, and they said, we can't help you.
Right.
We can't do LASIK on you. You're too blind.
Yeah, I'm saying, I think all surgeries are, in a way, kind of crazy. The fact that we know how to do this stuff, or not you and me, but someone...
Society.
Humans know how to do this is fascinating to me.
I'm with you. All right, let's talk about Ted's favorite guy, Jay Monahan, coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got an accident blocking the right center lane on southbound 71 on the north side after East Broad Street, causing about a 10-minute slowdown there. And you'll hit a 5-minute delay on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and 70. This report is sponsored by AAA Car Care Plus. Save $40 on any repair of $150 or more, only at AAA Car Care Plus. Not a member, not a problem. Everyone can save on auto repair at AAA Car Care Plus locations. Offer ends March 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Off topic is on brand. This is Man and Bone.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. You can tweet us at Man and Bone 971. You can text us 614-787-3093. If you're unfamiliar with Wild Card Wednesday,
Oh, yeah. It's
just like the regular show, but popped up the stupid meter a couple notches.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to suggest lots of stupid questions and topics.
Yes, and then we end up doing more of those slightly than normal because we feel like we owe it to you to do it, which is really us owing it to ourselves
because right.
We set this up and we wanted to do it.
That's right.
Multiple people sending us their intro music they would do from one of the earlier wild cards.
Yeah.
This one, Downtown Dad says, Triple H intro, underrated for sure. Play that for my intro. Pretty good. Triple H intro is, I do like that. If we're talking the...
We're talking the Motorhead.
The Lemmy Motorhead, time to play the game, that thing? Yeah, that's...
Time to play the game!
It's the laugh. The laugh makes it for me.
And then just knowing he's got a big giant mole on his face.
Hey, he did. He's dead.
The mole's still there.
Yeah.
Dig him up. I'm sure it's still there.
It may have decomposed. But let me tell you.
That mole's not decomposing.
By the way, was there ever a more greased up wrestler than Triple H in his prime? When he would come out with all the grease on and
he'd
then
pour the water over himself.
And then he would pour the water over himself and his hair was all when he had
Bret Hart was pretty greasy.
Yeah, I was going to say also Scott Hall or Razor Ramon.
Oh, yeah.
He also greasy.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
He did die.
Yes.
Yeah,
he did. He's dead.
Jake the Snake lives.
Alive.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alive.
That's good. Let's see. Trying to find the next one.
That's a good sound effect, Bone.
Sorry. I got. Okay. All right. This is the one I wanted. Paulie Two Shirt says, my Home Alone smack talkers. What's your opinion on etiquette when it comes to funerals? My wife wants me to go to my brother-in-law's wife's grandma's funeral tomorrow during work hours. I've never met her. I said no. Unfortunately for me, my wife is also my boss, so I ended up with the day off. Apparently means he has to go. Okay, so it's brother-in-law's.
Well, it's
brother-in-law's wife.
It's your sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your brother-in-law's wife. It's your sister-in-law.
Unless it's his sister, then that would be his brother-in-law. No, you're right. Brother-in-law's wife. I'm so confused. Brother-in-law's wife's grandma's.
Why are we making this more complicated? It's his sister-in-law's.
Is this a joke?
Grandmother.
He said his brother-in-law's wife's grandma's funeral. I don't know. Assuming it's not someone you know, then no, I don't think you have to go.
No, but it's not. You don't have to know the person who died. You're there for the person that lives that you do know.
Right.
And I assume he knows his sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there and grieving the loss of the grandma. That's why I think it's appropriate just to make like a five-minute appearance, not a five-hour appearance.
So I'm guessing, let me try to understand this. Would this then be this guy who's tweeting us, Paulie Two Shirts, this would be his wife's brother, right?
That's the way I'm reading it.
Okay, wife's brother, that guy's
wife,
that lady's grandmother?
Correct.
No chance.
You're not going?
No.
It's not about the dead person.
No,
it's about the person that lives.
Yes, but it's like I'm going to stand around and be like, yeah, she was a great lady. Like, what do you say?
You don't just say anything. Just say, I'm so sorry for your loss. And you give a hug and you stand there for two minutes awkwardly and then you leave.
That is where you send a ridiculously overpriced bundle of flowers. And the next time you see her, you give her a giant hug and say, I am so sorry about your loss. That is really tough. I feel for you. You know, that's what you do.
We had a guy who worked here years ago, Jared. You remember Jared Teddy, don't you? His mom died.
Yeah.
And when he was working here. And where was he from? Somewhere down by the river.
Oh, okay. You mean the Olentangy or
No, Scioto.
Okay.
Ohio.
The Ohio River, I presume.
Yeah.
That's what you
somewhere
meant.
Down Marietta.
Southern Ohio. Okay.
Somewhere down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to that. I didn't know her. I never met her before, but I work with this guy.
All right.
And I went. I said, I'm very sorry. And then I got in my car and drove 2.5 hours back.
All right. That's very nice of you to do. I don't think you're under obligation to go is what I'm like.
You know what makes you under obligation to go?
What's that?
Your wife saying go.
Well, there's that. I mean, that part I get. But he's
saying
asking,
his wife wants him to go.
He's asking about the opinion on etiquette when it comes to funerals. Like how far
I think you go for 5 minutes. If it's in town, go for five minutes.
Right. If it's out of town, I understand you saying even further. I don't know this person. I don't want to go. I always look at it too as like, I don't want to take away from all the people here who do know her and are actually grieving. Isn't it weird?
There's not a grief limit.
Yes, but you have none. You're not grieving at all.
But you feel sorry for the other people that they lost their grandmother.
I know. You're right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sorry you're such a horrible person. You can't see this.
I, I apparently am.
When did I become the voice of compassion?
I don't know. I think you're trying too hard on this stuff.
I'm not trying too hard. I'm just saying
that's...
Sometimes in life, we have obligations for the people that live.
I'm just pointing out that people die.
Timmy, let me ask you a question.
What do you got?
Your wife.
Oh. Pretend. Does she have a brother?
Does she have a brother or a sister?
She has a sister.
She has a sister, okay.
Older sister.
Your wife's husband's, so your brother-in-law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your wife's husband's grandmother dies.
My brother-in-law.
Hang on. What? Your wife's sister, that guy that she's married to?
Yes,
she married
my brother-in-law.
Yeah, brother-in-law.
Bob, that's his name.
Bob's grandmother dies.
Yeah. Bob's grandmother dead.
Bob's
that's what
grandmother.
I was trying to say.
I think that is true. Yeah.
It's local,
mm-hmm.
All right? Wouldn't you feel obligated to stop by the funeral,
yeah,
even if you never met the woman?
Yes.
Because okay, it's your brother-in-law's grandmother.
I think it depends on the relationship you've got with the brother-in-law, and it's a good relationship, so I would go out of respect. Yeah. And I would imagine I would hardly even know that woman.
Yeah, say you never met her.
I never did.
Never met her.
No, I don't even know her name.
If your coworker's grandmother died, would you go to that funeral?
If it was yours?
Yeah. Let's say it's mine.
Local?
Yeah.
I'd go.
I think I would.
Yeah. I just went and no one came. I had a funeral. No one came.
What funeral?
My grandmother. She died a few years ago. No one came.
Was it local?
Yeah, it's Pataskala.
Well, you know what?
Sorry,
I apologize.
This is bad. What I'm saying.
I apologize for that. You're right.
Did you?
No.
Did you? Right.
I didn't ask because I didn't presume anyone would go. It was a couple years ago. Yeah.
Did you write an interim
office? We're living in the house. Working from home, wearing masks?
No. We were out of the house at that point. I was back here. We were back here.
Well, then you know what? I owe you a key lime pie. It'll be here tomorrow.
I'm just saying, in theory, that sounds good. In reality, it's tough. I'm saying it's tough.
All right, I apologize to you.
You don't have to.
Speaking of pie, I brought you guys some cake from the cafe upstairs. So in the commercial break, you can stuff yourselves
cake?
With cake.
Why is there cake?
It was Dom Tiberi's 65th birthday today.
Was he even here?
He came in on his day off. They set up the party for his off day, so they actually drove him
in.
But
he doesn't eat any sweets at all. That's all right. Why didn't we get him like a birthday turkey?
Talk to Heather about that.
I want people to know the commentary you're hearing in the background of Ted be like, that's all right.
He's eating cake.
He's shoveling cake into his mouth.
All right, yeah.
Why don't you give me a piece of cake? Well, bring a piece of cake in here, Timmy.
Okay. Bring it in.
Bone, you want a piece of cake?
I do want a piece of cake.
All right, two pieces of cake, Timmy.
I will.
Thank you. That's why we put you in the open, Tim. Go get us some damn cake. PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said negotiations with the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia are ongoing. That was quick.
You want the chocolate or the vanilla?
Which one does he want?
Did you have that sitting on the desk in there?
I didn't go to his grandmother's funeral. He can pick
the
flavor.
That was quick.
He brought it for you guys.
I don't care.
What flavor you want?
I don't care.
In memory of grandma.
I'll take whatever. I don't care.
Let's toast grandma.
All right.
What's grandma's name?
Here's to you, grandma.
What's grandma's first name?
Hattie.
Hattie, that's the ultimate grandma's name.
She's the one from West Virginia.
Here's to you, Granny Hattie.
All right.
I'm sorry. This cake sucks.
Is it that bad?
It seems fine. I mean, it's not.
I just got a weird aftertaste.
It's been out there for a while.
It almost tastes like.
It's fine.
Remember that scene in Dumb and Dumber where he sticks his thumb in his butt?
What?
Actually, no. That was Dumb and Dumber 2.
I don't remember that from
That's
Dumb and Dumber.
That's not a scene in Dumb and Dumber.
That was Dumb and Dumber 2.
I didn't know that happened.
Cardigan!
He sticks his thumb in his butt and then tries to send the food back and says there's something wrong with this. And he holds it up to the person's face and they're smelling his butt thumb.
Oh,
that's what I think
that's
Timmy has
got?
Done
you
with this cake.
Timmy with the butt?
He cut the cake with his butt thumb.
Little thing called, you'll see.
Yeah.
All right, Jay Monahan's like talking to the Saudis. He said this whole thing's going to take time. Tiger says stop wasting time. Rory says stop wasting time. They're going to keep wasting time. It's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. Timmy just served me a piece of cake with his butt thumb.
Yeah.
On campus, all the news and notes you need coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a 10-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the east side between 33 and 270. And be aware of an accident on the right shoulder of southbound 71 on the north side. After East Broad Street, it is stop-and-go traffic from 17th Avenue. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition, now open at COSI, featuring over 200 authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Tickets on sale now. Book your voyage at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Today's special value is 3 hours of stupid. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Happy Wednesday. Name-dropping with Jeff Rimmer is coming up at 5:34. Jackets get shut out in Montreal last night. They are back at home for Ottawa tomorrow night. Buckeyes in Minneapolis for Iowa tomorrow. Big Ten tournament. Our coverage will start at 5:30. So a little bit of a shortened show tomorrow. If the Buckeyes win tomorrow, they will face Illinois on Friday at the same time. A lot of things impacting the Buckeyes. A lot of automatic bids up for grabs last night and today. The Buckeyes need all chalk. They need the favorites to win if they want a shot to get an at-large, unless they win the Big Ten tournament altogether.
Right. Which they, that'd be great if that happens.
Of course that would be great.
If they can make it to Sunday, that would be, I would hope that would be enough. But again, it depends on what everybody else does. To feel reasonably confident, you have to win at least two games. And then I'm sorry. To have a shot, you have to win two
games.
Have
a shot. You still have to sort of cross your fingers.
Yeah.
All right, on campus. Let's do it.
Common Man and T-Bones. On campus. The latest college sports news and notes.
Sponsored by Reverse Aesthetics. Don't let your dad bod hold you back anymore. Schedule your medical weight loss consult today.
Yes, man.
Bone.
So Louisville basketball has fired their men's basketball head coach, Kenny Payne, after 2 years. Two very disappointing years. He took over for Chris Mack, who cut ties with the university midway through his fourth season. At the time of the hiring, Payne was lauded as a, you know, big-time Louisville guy. He was on the 85-86 title-winning team.
And
big deal there.
And then
it went very poorly. He started off his first season going 4-28. This year, doubled that by going 8-24. Both of those are huge yikes. 12-52 in his tenure at Louisville. Impossible to think they would have brought him back, and they did not. So now they are searching for a new head coach as well, which of course means all the candidates that Ohio State's looking at, and then some. These are the guys that Louisville's going to be looking at too.
Let me ask you a question. Now, you know, go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Go ahead. I was going to say, you know, for all the idiots out there that think that Ohio State is lucky when anybody just picks up the phone and returns a call for this loser basketball program, which job do you think is more popular right now? The Ohio State basketball job or the blue blood Louisville basketball job?
Are you saying
job?
To like a potential someone getting hired to take one
I'll
or the other?
I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
You know, I think it's a good question. I think Ohio State's more attractive in the sense that
I know the answer.
The money's going to be there just like it would be at Louisville. And there are expectations certainly here at Ohio State. They are not the same. Can you imagine that fan base after 2 years of this
garbage? It's not just 2 years. It goes beyond that. It is a bottomless pit at Louisville right now. Nobody wants that job.
And now you got to go start over. And you're the one, if you save it, yes, you could be a 20-year coach there. You could have a statue built for you if you win a national championship.
It's a big if, baby.
But that is a huge if. How about this, though, talking about a long time of building something and kind of the opposite of what's been going on there at Louisville. 40 years for Oakland coach Greg, is it Campy? It's K-A-M-P-E.
Campy.
All right. Greg Campy in his 40th year gets Oakland to the NCAA tournament. He stuck with this team. He's been alive for 68 years. 40 of them have been at one school and got Oakland University to their first tournament berth. So they won the Horizon League Championship game 83-76 over Milwaukee. That got them into the tourney. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. It's their fourth trip to the big dance. But
I was going
to
say, I thought they'd
they've been there before.
They played the Bucks this year, and they played them tough. And he had a funny line about Connor Stallions in the press conference.
Yes, he did. That's right.
Cracking jokes.
Everyone seems to like this guy, and I've seen more than a few people note that his wife likes him. Which they've said in college basketball.
She likes him.
No, but they're saying in college basketball, it's rare to hear the wives often are just like, yeah, he's gone a lot. Meh. Like, they have a seemingly pretty good relationship. He seems like a very likable guy. But there are only a few coaches who have gone 40 years or more at one school and made the NCAA tournament four or more times. Here are the other names. Mike Krzyzewski.
Sucks.
Jim Boeheim.
Sucks.
Adolf Rupp. Ray Meyer and Greg Campy.
Sucks.
That's the list of guys who have done well what he has done. So, very cool for him. Also, Texas A&M. Actually, are we talking about the Trev Alberts thing later?
Yeah, don't do
it. I'm not going to talk about it now. Who can know what I was going to say? But here are some scores for you from around college basketball. In the ACC tournament, live as we speak, Wake Forest up 70-57. That's all but just about done. A minute 14 left to go in the second half there. Alcorn State is trailing Alabama A&M in the SWAC tournament. USC and Washington, very close game, two-point game in the second half. 3.5 minutes to go. USC barely holds the lead, 67-65 over Washington in that one. Oklahoma is trailing TCU in the Big 12 tourney, 55-41. 12 minutes left in the second quarter there. And our guys, Utsa, trailing Temple, 45-34. American Athletic Conference Championship. That's the first round of that one. Temple, I guess, maybe has heard the concerns and said, well, we're going to show up in this tournament. Show you. Utsa's getting it taken to him.
Even though he received a time penalty for improperly gutting a moose, Dallas Seavey wins his sixth Iditarod.
What a sentence.
Congratulations to him. I know, that was a great line, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He did. He got a time penalty. He killed a moose on the trail, didn't properly gut it.
You have to take a lot of time to gut it. He took about 10 minutes. They felt that that was not enough.
I think they gave him a 10-minute penalty, didn't they?
No, they gave him a two-hour penalty.
But he still won the thing?
Yeah, by 3 hours.
Look at him.
So he, two-hour penalty, 3 hours on the course, lead, he still wins. Let him live.
And WWE SummerSlam, Teddy, will emanate from Cleveland Browns Stadium this year. It'll be on August 3rd. Maybe
that should be fun.
What time of year do the midges come out?
the little flies,
the
Jabba
things.
Chamberlains.
Yeah. Is it? It's around that time, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when was the Jabba thing? Was that? I feel like that was in the playoffs, right?
It was. That was October.
Yeah, I'm saying. I feel like that was more in the playoffs when that happened. I don't know what the midge schedule is in Cleveland. So I do know what the Miz schedule is in Cleveland, and he will be there. Is my guess. But I don't know about the midge schedule.
I'm Googling it right now. When is the midge season? It says the flies usually come around in late June.
Oh.
And stick around until September.
Okay. So you could have it. I wonder if they like body oil or whatever you call
it. I'm just saying that, like, that stadium's right there on the lake there. That's where they live.
Of course. Well, that's exactly. I mean, if they can make it all the way to the Jake or the Progressive or
the
whatever.
Prague.
Whatever, yeah. I'm just saying, if
they don't
make
bite,
it there,
though. They're harmless and they don't bite.
Well,
makes for a bad presentation, though.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Wouldn't that be annoying, though, just to have bugs all over you? Even they're not biting you, they're just crawling on you? I would think that would be annoying.
Probably pooping and
I guess you'd rather
you.
Have 100 of those around your head than 100 mosquitoes, though.
Bet you'd rather have 100 of those than 100 bullets. Right, Timmy?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, what's next? Fat Boy Food Tip! Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
There's a disabled vehicle on the right shoulder causing a 10-minute slowdown on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between 70 and 33 southeast. We also have a 5-minute delay on eastbound 161 between Sunbury Road and New Albany Road and an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 70 on the east side at 270. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Safe Auto Insurance is now Direct Auto Insurance. New name, same lowdown payments. Go to directauto.com for a free quote. I'm Nicole for 97.1, the Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Barely famous, incredibly stupid. Back to Man and Bone.
Happy Wednesday. All right, so here's the deal. It's Dom Tiberi's 65th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Dom.
I've not seen him, but I wish him a happy birthday. We had a little party and cake, but that was while we were on the air. We could not attend. We have this little thing. Maybe you have it in your office where it's a television screen. It sort of rotates. Hey, here's a picture of this person. Here's how long this person's worked here. This is what their favorite band is. You know, just workplace announcements, employee of the month stuff.
They do this if like someone from corporate is in town. Let's say, please welcome into the building so-and-so, and it tells you his title or her title.
And there's no sound to it. It just sort of recycles through these three or four announcements that they want to make.
I'll say I actually kind of like having this thing because when they do the questionnaire thing, I see people that I go, oh, there's someone I know in the building. I didn't know they liked this type of music, or I didn't know that was their favorite TV show. I like that little thing.
Great. They have a video of Dom's party upstairs, but the video has sound of everybody singing happy birthday to him. There is no way to turn the sound off on this video.
On this TV
on
that
the TV.
Plays it, right.
So every 30 seconds outside in the offices, all you hear is, happy birthday to you. And Dave Holmes, who is borderline suicidal on a good day.
He sits right under that TV where it is.
He's ready to rip the television off of the wall. He cannot figure out how to turn it off or get the sound to go off. He is going nuts out there.
I would lose my mind. Like, it's a good idea. I understand why they're like, we want to show that this happened. But then I'm guessing everyone who's done that and sent that video, I was like, great job, team. And they all left.
Yeah, they're all gone.
No one to fix this for the people.
It's
like
5 o'clock on a sunny day. They're gone.
Dave's going to be here at 11 o'clock at night doing, you know, 10 TV news stuff. So
happy birthday to you. And King doesn't know. He's so self-involved. All he hears is cheering in his own head.
He's like, is that for me? That must be for me.
I did do a good job on that.
Absolutely.
Sports Center, whatever I did.
That's right.
Yeah. It's Wild Card Wednesday.
This one comes from Aunt B, who says, my fat boy food tippers. Yep. Obviously, most of your listeners are male, and as such, you have ads geared towards them. See, pee-pee pills and shots. What do you think the ads would be if a majority of your listeners were women? Hashtag Wildcard Wednesday. It's an interesting thought.
Vaginal rejuvenation?
Sure. Well, I mean, it'd be like, there are a lot of places that do... They do male stuff and female stuff, but there would be more of the focus on the services that the women would use than the men, probably.
Right.
Which I didn't know if that's the first one, but that would be on the list for sure.
There's that woman doctor who comes on to talk about the deodorant all the time on the TV commercials.
I don't know.
Lumi, is that what it's called?
Or, I don't know anything about the Lumi.
She's like, put it on your hoo-ha and your pits and blah. We'll have those commercials.
I didn't know that. Okay, that's good. Yeah, like for what it's worth, the demographics that they often, when they like talk to stations that do well with women, that they would go more for like there's shopping stuff they would typically do. I'm not saying that this is right. I'm saying this is what they would typically offer. It would be stuff like shopping would be a bigger category for us. You don't hear a lot of commercials on our station saying,
but we don't have the Loft.
Yeah, or like 20% off at Kohl's this weekend. You're not going to hear as many of those type of commercials on our station versus another one. Whether that's right or wrong, I think we have plenty of women who listen to our station who might, and men do, who want to hear those commercials.
Men don't want to hear about 20% off at Kohl's?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why that is, but if you go listen to stations that target women more,
I know why it is.
Those are the ads you hear.
Because these advertising agencies that place these buys are lazy.
Yes, okay? 100% right.
They are usually from elsewhere, you know, and they're sitting in their ivory towers in New York City, and they're saying, hey, our client wants to reach men at a certain age point, so let's just go by the sports station because that's what we always do. They don't really look at our show and say, Yeah, but this show skews younger than most sports radio shows. Also, the female listenership is much higher for our stupid show than for other sports radio shows. They don't do that. So no. I'm sorry if you feel ignored.
Yeah, that's right.
Sometimes it's frustrating for us, too.
It is. But that's a good question, though. Like, for people who don't know how that works, that like what Mike just laid out is exactly how a lot of the ads and stuff you hear is done. Mike and I don't have a lot to do with them necessarily. We get asked if we want to do something, and we say yes or no. But it's not like a lot of that stuff, they're looking for numbers, and then they go to a certain area code or, you know, area of the country.
It's all boiled down to a formula for them.
And they don't really care how it gets on. They just want it to be on.
Right. They'll say, hey, afternoon drive, sports show. We know what it is. We know what the age group is. Well, no, you don't, because we're a different type of show. We talk about pee-pee, no working.
When you hear... Yeah, I was just going to add, when you hear like political ads, stuff like that, again, you're hearing it now because there's political stuff coming up here in the state. That's going to happen very quickly, and then it's all over the place for a shorter amount of time, and then it immediately disappears because they're not looking at anything other than how do I get the most return on this, and they figure closer to the election is the way to do it.
I also want to point out, I know most of you are aware of this, and we've talked about it before. Bone and I have no control over the political ads.
Not at all.
All right? If it were up to me, you wouldn't hear any. But we can't do that. It's actually against the law. We have to take political ads. I'm sorry if it's not the messaging that you enjoy. We have nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay? So, the end.
There you go. Caleb says, let's talk about a coincidental wild card Wednesday. He said, I was bored at work and started to design a t-shirt using Man and Bone's stupid phrases.
Great.
All right, let you live. He said, I started with sex the wolf puppies. Great phrase. I wanted to include the air date in the design, the original date that we said that phrase or talked about it. Oh. So he went back through the archives on the podcast and tried to find the episode where we talked about it. As it turns out, coincidentally enough, that date was March 13th of 2023.
I did not know that.
Sex the Wolf Puppies has been a thing on this show for a year. And this is so happy.
Who is this person?
This is Caleb. He said, happy anniversary.
Caleb.
And he also said, hashtag anywho.
Send a direct message with your address. With your mailing address.
Can he do that if we don't? Do we have to follow him?
I don't know. I mean, if Teddy needs to follow him, he should be able to just do it at the Man and Bone account.
Yeah. There you go, Teddy.
So just say, hey, I'm Caleb. I went back in the archives and found out that Sex of the Wolf Puppies is a year old. Here's my mailing address. Because I'm going to send something to you.
Oh, look at that. Wonder what it could be. Well, I'm sending this to Ted. Do you have a...
All right, fine. Let's do Fat Boy Food Tip.
Go ahead.
You're going to like this one. Actually, it's something we've discussed already, but now we have a firm date.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
We have discussed this. That Wendy's is debuting a new Frosty for the spring. It will replace the vanilla Frosty for a limited time. It is the orange Dreamsicle Frosty. You're very excited about this, Bone.
I am ready for this. This is exactly up my alley.
We have the date.
All right.
Next Tuesday.
Oh.
March 19th is when this news release says it will be available.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I can't wait. I've long been a fan of the Frosty. Not a huge fan of the vanilla Frosty, more of a chocolate Frosty guy. But I loved the strawberry Frosty. And I like the orange cream soda that they offer at Wendy's. I get that quite often, the Dave's orange cream soda, the diet version. I do like that. Does any of the taste profile of that, then I'm in. It'll be great. I can't
also
wait.
Also, I saw this on the Daily Meal. The best and worst breakfast biscuits from 8 fast food chains.
Oh.
All right. Obviously, this is all subjective. This is their opinion. They say best McDonald's sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Yeah.
They say that's the best. Worst McDonald's chicken biscuit, McChicken biscuit, which they don't always have.
Yeah, that's true.
Best Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit.
I do like a spicy chicken.
Worst Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit. So they're not big on the other stuff at Chick-fil-A.
I want to say
the chicken.
Doesn't Chick-fil-A do a chicken and egg biscuit?
Which they may.
I do feel conflicted about, just because we're eating Like Why? Both ends of the spectrum of life.
Best Burger King ham, egg, and cheese biscuit.
I've never had that.
Well, there you go. It says the best. Worst Burger King egg and cheese biscuit. So I can take the ham out. And what a piece of crap.
I like their sausage egg and cheese biscuit. I think it's pretty good. But
best,
whatever.
Wendy's honey butter chicken biscuit.
I can testify to that. That is excellent.
I have not had this. It looks delicious.
It is, man. And it is covered in that honey butter. It's great.
Worst Wendy's sausage biscuit.
All right, just a plain sausage biscuit.
So they're taking the best and worst from each chain. That's what they're doing.
They have Bojangles on here?
Yes, best Bojangles Cajun chicken filet biscuit.
Yep. Yep.
Worst Bojangles country ham biscuit.
Let me tell you something. You could tell me that Bojangles had alligator meat biscuits. You could tell me they have, I don't know, fried horse biscuit. I wouldn't have known, because every time I go, the only thing I get is that Cajun filet.
Well, there you go.
Yep. Delicious.
Best at Hardee's country fried steak biscuit. Worst at Hardee's loaded omelet biscuit.
Oh.
Which
that would be tough.
Looks like diarrhea. I mean, this is an unflattering picture.
I gotta look it up.
But it doesn't look good.
All right.
Like Jack in the Box, we don't have that.
I have one more addition to Fat Boy Food Tip, and it comes from a listener.
What?
Andrew says, we talked about the Girl Scout cookie blizzards the other day, which we did. He said, have you seen this one yet? And it is a picture from IHOP, new Girl Scout Thin Mints pancakes, where they take the pancakes. They look like they have a greenish tint to them, where I'm assuming that is the mint flavoring. They then also have chocolate all throughout these pancakes, chocolate chips, it appears.
Yep. I don't know how I feel about mint pancakes.
Well, I'm saying
I'd probably try them, but
I'd give it a shot. I do think it's going to be really tough, given that cookie part of its allure for me, the Thin Mint, is the crunch. And I don't know. Unless, now maybe I'm wrong. Maybe these are pieces of Thin Mint that they're actually, they could be crumbled up Thin Mints, and I'm just misreading this. It looks to me like chocolate chunks, but maybe it is actually Thin Mint. If that's the case, I will amend my statement.
Are you looking forward to the Olympics in Paris?
Oh, yeah.
Are you looking forward to the voice of the Olympics this year sounding like this? Well.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to hear it. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle that is blocking the left center lane on eastbound 670 at Neal Avenue. It's stop and go from 33, and we also have stop and go traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315. This report is sponsored by eBay Motors. eBay Motors is here for the ride with the parts you need for the prices you want. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Murdering brain cells one show at a time. Back to Man and Bone.
You know, there's a lot of meaningful basketball in the month of March.
Oh, I've heard. You know, I've heard about that.
A group of teams will get together and they'll play.
Do we know how many? Is there a number?
60. What is it? 68?
It's in the 60s, I think. I don't know.
Anyway.
Maybe it's 69.
A group of teams will get together and they're going to play, ultimately deciding a champion. If only we had a place to go and watch all those games. And maybe put some action down on those games and have some delicious food and drink while we're there.
Mike, I think I may know of a place.
Where's that?
That would be the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino.
That's great.
Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Where is this Hollywood Casino Columbus you speak of? Is it the magical world of Narnia or is it real?
No, it's real. It's right there on the west side. It's easy to find and it's a great location, easy parking, all that stuff. Then you get in there, and you've got 12,000 square feet of wonderful sportsbook action waiting for you. Food, beverages, TVs out the wazoo, all the games, any games you want, they're all on. And, of course, you can go up to a live person and say, hi, I'd like to put $5 on. And they'll go, I know what that means. And they'll take your bet. And then if you win, you go back to them and they're like, I won. And they're like, yay, here's your money. And then, yay, it's fun.
What if I'm 9 years old? Can I go?
No. You must be 21 or older.
What if I have a gambling problem?
Well, then you should call 1-800-GAMBLER or whatever other number there is. There's other numbers, too.
It's Wild Card Wednesday. Before we get back to that, Olympics are coming up this summer in Paris. Mike Tirico is going to be the principal host of the Olympics and be on the desk for the Olympic opening ceremony. Joining him is Peyton Manning.
Hmm.
Yeah. Peyton Manning's going to be there as a co-host. Also, Kelly Clarkson will be there as well.
Okay.
Hosting. They announced this last night on The Tonight Show.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I think Peyton Manning can be likable and is enjoyable to watch on TV around football games. I think some of the Manning cast stuff initially really got good reviews, and then people realized these guys are not going to talk much about the game while they have a guest on, and then people kind of got annoyed with it. It's kind of hit its ceiling, I feel like. I don't think it's going to grow much from here. Could be wrong. But Peyton Manning talking about all the sports might be a bit much for this stage in his broadcasting career. While he's an infinitely popular human being, that's a very difficult thing to do. And Kelly Clarkson, I know she's also been on TV a lot, and so, you know, I think she's maybe more equipped to handle it than he is at this point, but we'll see how this experiment goes. I find it to be a little bit odd.
Well, NBC is framing this, I don't know if it's accurate, that Mike Tirico was the one that really wanted the two of them, which I find hard to believe.
Also, but maybe don't leave it up to Mike Tirico.
Like, everything is left up to Mike Tirico. He's a genius.
I've never
don't
understood
say otherwise.
I've never understood why.
Here is what Peyton Manning had to say. I kind of argued with him as to why he and NBC thought I was worthy. He said they were bringing in Kelly Clarkson to kind of give the perspective of the fan and wanted me to share the perspective of what these athletes are thinking about. I then told him, I've never been to the Olympics, and I'm not an Olympic athlete.
You know
Look, Peyton Manning's got a lot to say. No, I added that part.
Oh, well, yeah, that's fine.
I added that. The sentence ended after these athletes are thinking about.
Okay.
And I added the, I've never been to the Olympics, right, and I'm not an Olympic athlete. If he has something to say about the Super Bowl, I understand. I get it. He's been there. He's done that. He's one of the greatest of all time. The mindset of the athlete. Yes, Peyton Manning, tell us what these rowers are going through right now as pool water splashes in their mouth as they continue to row until they feel like their arms are going to fall off. You've been there, right?
Right. I would think the budget that NBC would have for this, call me crazy, I would think they would have enough of a budget to say, we're going to have a cast of people who will jump on, depending what the big events of the night are, we'll have a former runner. We'll have a former rower.
I'm sure, and that's who's going to be doing analyst work for the actual event. They're going to have formal athletes there. I get it.
But what I'm saying is on the desk that day where it's like, well, tonight, you know, we have the big track and field events, so we have a track and field star with us that will be on all day today as we're doing all these other events. You could have a former swimmer on when they're doing that stuff. Peyton Manning's going to say, yeah, that looks really tough. I don't know what they're going through exactly. I know what I went through when I played in the NFL. There's going to be a lot of him inserting his own thoughts and what he did into that, not here's the perspective of these athletes, because he would have no concept of what they're going through. That's such a weird idea. But I also know this. The person who was in charge of organizing the LA Olympics back in the day,
yeah,
I don't remember her name, but I saw her quoted today. And she basically said, yeah, or maybe it's the upcoming LA Olympics. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's going
okay,
back there.
It's the next Olympics. Sorry. Anyway, she had a quote basically saying, NBC's made it clear to us they're not trying to pretend like they're going to be live. They're doing this like reality television. They're going to find the best stuff, the most dramatic things. They're going to hold that till the primetime viewing hours. They will put other things on that are less interesting throughout the day. They will give you dribs and drabs, but they're not going to pretend like it is a quintessentially live event. And if the biggest thing of the day happens at 2 p.m. Eastern, they're not going to show it to you necessarily on NBC at 2 p.m.
No,
Eastern.
No, it'll be on Peacock. You can watch it.
Sure. But they're going to their main broadcast that he's going to be on, that is going to be a totally separate thing where they're basically curating all of it and then dropping it for you.
I believe it.
I would take that what's his name? The Kevin Hart and Snoop Dogg had their, did you ever see that alternate cast that they did?
And I think they're doing stuff for the Olympics too. Aren't they going to be in Paris?
Well, they did the Olympics, I think the last time.
But not on Big Boy NBC, right?
I don't know if it was or not. I'm guessing it probably was on Peacock or some other channel, but they would do a highlight show where they would, you know, show them funny clips and then those guys would react to it.
Right.
I thought that was very good. I don't mind stuff like that. And again, I think Peyton Manning has a lot of things he could do well on this. I don't know if making him like the number one anchor alongside of Mike Tirico makes a lot of sense.
Nebraska AD Trev Alberts is leaving to do the same job at Texas A&M. This surprises me on a couple different levels. First of all, Trev Alberts is a Nebraska guy. You know, I thought he would be a lifer in that job. I was surprised that he left. So there's that aspect of it. Trev Alberts was also quoted today saying that he believes the Texas A&M AD job is the best AD job in the country, which is nice. However, Ross Bjork just left that job to become the AD at Ohio State.
Right. But of course, Trev Alberts is going to say, yeah, well, he's a loser. He didn't recognize what he had. I do. That's
I'm
why I'm here.
I'm quite sure that if Gene in Ohio State called Trev Alberts,
oh, he would have.
And maybe they did. Maybe he was on a short list. I have no idea. And said, would you like to be the AD at Ohio State? He would have been here in 5 seconds.
I got to say, I can't imagine anyone associated with Ohio State saying, you know who would make a good idea to call?
Trev Alberts.
You know what? And if he says no, call Mark May. See, these will be very popular ideas with all the Buckeye fans. We should do this instantly. Let's go. Let's see. I have got this one from Code Monkey. He said, my guys. And then he said, I've got theme songs for all of you.
Okay.
So for you, Common Man, he said, Ugly Kid Joe, I hate everything about you. Is that Ugly Kid? I mean,
that's not Ugly Kid Joe. That's,
what is their name?
3 Days Grace.
Yes. I don't know who Ugly Kid Joe is. Is that the
Ugly
original?
Kid Joe, no.
Did they cover it or something?
I don't think it was a cover.
I have no idea.
If it is, I'm mistaken. I apologize.
Okay. I hate
Ugly
everything
Kid
about
Joe
you.
Did a good version of Cats in the Cradle.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not aware of Ugly Kid Joe at all, but I'll take your word for it.
Is it a cover, Teddy?
They did Everything, About You. Yeah.
Oh, Everything I Hate About You? They did that?
Yes.
Was it a different song or was that a cover?
I don't know. That's the only place I know that song from is from Ugly Kid Joe. That's why I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Can you play the Ugly Kid Joe version for me?
Yeah.
Can you find it? Thank you.
Is there like swearing in it? Please, God, I hope so.
It should be fine.
For me, he has Iron Maiden, Run to the Hills. I like that. For Teddy, he has Van Halen, Panama. Makes total sense. And for Timmy Hall, he has Pharrell Williams, Happy, which I find interesting. I don't know if that represents Tim quite, but I like that song.
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
I've never heard this song.
We've been kicked off Spotify.
Yeah, that's fine.
I like it so far.
Yeah, it's good. It's got a good beat to it. Yeah, this is good.
Right, we're getting there.
Does it ever
we're
get
getting there.
There.
We got to keep talking or Spotify's going
to
kill us.
Way to go.
No, so I have heard this song, and this is a different song completely.
This is totally different, yeah. You and I were thinking of the, early 2000s
3 Days Grace.
Mainstream rock song.
I don't have that song. Teddy, find 3 Days Grace.
About you.
I don't do that again.
You love you.
I don't
know.
What the hell?
That's a close approximation, I think.
Teddy, did you find that one? I'm waiting. Who cares about Rimmer?
Yeah, right. Honestly,
I don't care.
Wait.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna talk about the 3-0 loss last night.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Let's play some 3 Days Grace instead, so we don't have to hear that version from Bone. Stop.
Yeah,
I've heard this song, Teddy.
Yeah, I'm aware of this song, but it's not obviously the other song that I was thinking of.
Ugly Kid Joe, yeah. Teddy, what you're saying is you've heard both of these, and when he said Ugly Kid Joe, you said, ah, I recognize that as a completely different song.
Our bad.
Good call.
Our bad, our stupid.
Oh, I definitely don't know Ugly Kid Joe, so that's my bad.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer. This is like my theme song for him. I hate everything about you. Why do I love you? Same thing for the Jackets. I hate everything about you. Why do I love you?
True enough.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
You're going to hit a 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. And watch for a disabled vehicle that is blocking the right lane on eastbound 670 at 315, causing stop-and-go traffic from Grandview Avenue. This report is sponsored by Audible. Come to Audible and discover the best selection of audiobooks without exception. Bestsellers, new releases, plus podcasts, and exclusive Audible originals. You'll find everything you love all in one place. Sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and T-Bones. Name dropping with the biggest name dropper of them all, the CBJ's Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports, Hamilton Road by the airport.
Every single Wednesday this here time, we talk to our guy, television voice of your Columbus Blue Jackets. It's name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Where'd he go? Not there.
I can't see him. On the...
Is he gone? I can't see. On my screen, I can't see him.
He's gone.
He's gone. Oh,
he hung up on us.
What the hell?
We made him wait too long?
Get out of here. Teddy was just talking to him over there.
Hey, did you hang
up
on him accidentally?
Two straight weeks, this segment has taken a crap.
Now, this is not the same issue we had last week. Rimmer just hung up on us, apparently.
Well, I'm sure he didn't hang up. I'm sure he lost connection.
He didn't do that, I'm quite sure. We'll get him on the phone in a moment. You know, Mike, I feel bad for the audience here in Columbus trying to listen to this because everyone wants to hear.
Is he there now?
What the thoughts are about this team losing 3-0, and now we're going to find out.
I'm going to have to start coming in there and taking over an extra segment.
Why did you hang up on us?
I did not hang up. You guys are running a little bit later than the norm. I am going to have to come in there and command, take over the show. There's no doubt about it. Next week, I'm on the road next week. I can't be there. Well, sorry.
That's okay. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the game last night. Jackets lose 3-0 in Montreal. Elvis stinks, and Tarasov comes in, looks good.
Well, I mean, it's quite a hill to climb when you give up, three goals? One in the first 21 seconds of the game, three before the game was 6 minutes old. Big hole, and obviously, despite the way the Jackets played the rest of the way, they couldn't beat... the Montreal goaltender who picked up his second shutout. He's finally won the backup job with the team. His name is Primo, and he was Primo last night. There's no question about that. Of course, the Jackets also missed a number of shots at the net. They did generate better than 90 attempts in that hockey game, but quite a hole to dig yourself in, and obviously Elvis was pulled. And I might add, going to practice today and watching the team practice, it looks like Elvis is going to get the start against Ottawa tomorrow based on the fact he was in the starter's net today.
Well, let me ask that question, Rims, because obviously the contract is massive for Elvis. They didn't find a trade partner. Hard to do with, you know, what he's owed. But do you think is there a possibility we could see this guy get bought out at the end of the season and they just move on and pay him to go away?
Well... number one, I don't believe that they were really shopping him during the trading deadline or before the trading deadline. That's number one. Number two, they still feel, and we're going to find out, if there ever was a chance to move him, he's got to play up to his capabilities. He got that contract based on his capabilities. Has he been a disappointment? There's no question about that. As far as buyouts, that's beyond my pay grade, but certainly it's something that the team will have to look at. But again, those decisions are not going to be made, including potential trades and keeping money back, without a new general manager. And that's something that obviously is going to go into the future. And the first matter of business is for the Jackets to hire a new general manager. And once that happens, I think a lot of these issues, and there are others, will be addressed.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the Airport. Would you like to talk about your friends, Rims?
I was out at Buyers, 2 days ago on my way to the airport. We took off, obviously, from Montreal. And I was actually in the collection where they have a lot of late model pre-owned cars. And boy, there are some sharp cars in the collection. And I would highly recommend, whether you're looking for a new or perhaps, as they call them, preconditioned, certified automobiles, there's one place to go, and that's Buyers Imports by the Airport. And of course, there's a great selection, and the weather's improving as we all enjoyed another great day here today. So those new cars, now's the time to be thinking in terms of the new Porsche, Audi, Subaru, and Volkswagen. And there's a great selection. And let me not forget the Polestar, which is becoming a very popular car, not only in Columbus, but around North America.
You know, it's Rims.
The Polestar's popular everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere, Rims. It's everywhere. What was I going to say? Oh, Nylander comes over, and since he's come over, he's played, I think, pretty solid hockey, had a hat trick, was moved up to the top line because of injury last night. You have to be impressed with what you've seen so far, right?
You're right on the money there. I tell you, he has deserved that opportunity to move to right wing on the top line. I might add that I think he's going to stay there for the game on Saturday. He did not do any line rushes today. It was kind of an easy practice. They've got 3 games in 4 days. But it looks like Corrali is going to be out for an extended period of time. He left the game a couple of occasions last night. 4 players missed practice today. Marchenko was not back after falling ill. Chinnikov was not on the ice. So they've called up Pietta, who was with the team late last season. The finished product, 22 years of age, likely will get a chance to get in the lineup tomorrow. But the bottom line is Nylander is proven, and he said it himself. This was his last chance. He's making the best of it. He was a first-round draft pick, 8th overall by the Buffalo Sabres. He's had the opportunity with 3 other teams. I kind of like his game, and you're right. Boy, he can be an important player for the Blue Jackets moving forward beyond this year.
All right, Rims, let's do some name-dropping. What do you got?
I'm glad you brought that up, because yesterday afternoon, after going to the morning skate in Montreal, that great facility, hooked up with a friend for a cup of coffee, and I said, let's take a drive. And we took a drive to the east side of Montreal and drove by the great Olympic Stadium, and they're talking about putting yet another roof. This will be the third roof that they're not talking about, hundreds of millions of dollars to improve that facility, which was overpaid for when it was built in 1976 for the Olympics, and consequently from that point on for the Expos. But I got a chance to reminisce all those great Montreal Expos players, and I'll name them for you: the Gary Carters, Andre Dawsons, Tim Raines, Steve Rogers, Jeff Reardon. I mean, it brought back some great memories, and those were great days that I spent at Olympic Stadium for 162 ball games or on the road with the team. So, yeah, it was a little nostalgic day in Montreal yesterday.
Well, what about Pete Rose when he was there and he took a shot at you in the clubhouse? You don't want to talk about that?
We can talk about that. In fact, Pete and I chuckle about it now. And, of course, he gave me one of the biggest stories in my career when he announced to me that he was going to be released by the Expos after our little battle in the clubhouse. And it was a physical battle at that. And from that point on, it was only a matter of time before he was going to be released by the Expos. And he thought he owed me one, so he gave me the phone call and said, Rims, I want you to break the story. I'm being dropped by the Expos, and I'm going back to Cincinnati as playing manager. And, of course, that's when all his gambling problems kind of reared their ugly head.
So did you just wind up at Olympic Stadium not knowing where you were going to go on your drive?
No, I
wanted
usually
when
to
you hop in the car and say, let's go for a drive, it's to the red light district and to get some drugs.
No. There was a purpose to that. It was early in the afternoon. I just had a smoked meat sandwich, which is a delicacy in Montreal, And it was time for a little drive with an old buddy from my days in Montreal. And I said, let's take a nostalgic trip by Olympic Stadium. And that's what we did. And boy, as I said, a lot of great memories there, including that battle with Pete. And again, we kind of laugh about it now when we talk and meet. And I'll get a chance to see him again here in Vegas in a couple of weeks.
All right, I don't care about that. Tell me about the smoked meat sandwich.
Outstanding. Now, there's a place in Montreal called Schwartz's. And it's a bit of a tourist trap, but I'll tell you what, the best smoked meat in Montreal.
Well, when you say smoked meat, what are we talking about here, like pastrami?
Well, it's kind of a pastrami, but it's different. It's smoked meat. You can taste the smoke in that brisket, in that beef. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't wait to get that juicy sandwich in my mouth. Believe me, it was terrific.
Gotcha, Rims. I was trying to find a picture
next
of
time,
it.
Next time I go to Montreal, I'll bring you guys back the sandwich.
Oh, I'm sure that'll travel well. Thank you, Rims. All right, we'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. And get me on time. Otherwise, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to take over the show, as it's always a good idea.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Very excited about his smoked meat. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
We've got a couple of slow spots out there. Stop and go traffic is causing a 10-minute delay on eastbound 33 between Refugee Road and Hamilton Road. And you can expect another 10-minute slowdown on eastbound 70 on the east side between Livingston Avenue and 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio Laborers and Ohio Lesset. New projects, new career opportunities. Tomorrow's infrastructure is in the skilled hands of the Ohio Laborers. From roads and bridges to buildings and solar farms, the Ohio Laborers do it all. Build Ohio right, build it union. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall.
Oh, my wild cards.
You know it.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We actually do have a prize to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. If you have one that you think is worthy.
I have one that I want to present to you guys, but what's the prize?
A $50 gift card to Pecan Pennies. Pecan Pennies, your downtown home for barbecue, happy hour, and soccer.
All right. Vance is going to win today. He says, what is your favorite household appliance? And I feel like that's just random enough that it deserves to win today.
Got to be the microwave, right?
Well, okay. That's a good question. Because I think microwave's interesting. I was going to go refrigerator because of all the things that
obviously,
we're
not talking
there.
About TV or anything. That's
not an appliance to me.
That's electronic.
I think if you go to an appliance section of a hardware store, you go to an appliance store, TVs are not over there.
All right, look, as important as the refrigerator is, and all cooking vessels are, microwave important, refrigerator important, I could always go and eat poorly, but eat out.
That's right.
I will not be able to wash my own clothes by hand.
Oh, that's a good call.
So I'm going to say washing machine.
Yeah, the washing machine really does save you some time.
Even the dryer, you can just sort of throw them outside and hope they dry.
Mm-hmm. And even if you were going to
do that dryer, though.
Let's say you didn't have a washer and dryer, which I know people don't. They go out to the laundromat, which still exists. That takes time because at your house, you throw stuff in the washer. You leave, go do other things in your house. When that's all done, you just come back, switch it over.
My wife has a different outfit change for every half degree that changes in the house.
Is that right?
Yes. It's a lot of laundry.
Well, when she comes home, she's like a ninja.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't even see her change. And she's just in different clothes.
Yeah.
This is my laying around clothes.
Okay.
This is my 69.4 degrees clothes. My 69.7 degree clothes are different.
She has 19 million outfit changes. We have so many laundry items, bins for laundry.
Yeah.
If we physically took them to the laundromat, it would take us hours.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It'd be horrible.
Yeah. So, like, as far as things that, like, the favorite one, maybe I like the fridge, but the one I couldn't live without, you're right, is a washer and dryer. That's a good call.
Does anybody actually air dry their clothes by choice? Do you have any garments
some people do.
That you would throw out there?
Well, some stuff is lay flat to dry. You can't stick it in the dryer.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a drying rack for things like that at the house where, like, I'll put, when I have, like, a soccer jersey, because I don't want the numbers to get them heated up and cooled down.
Sometimes
eventually, I dry
for, like, 5 minutes. And I'm really quick to stop the cycle and get one of those items or two out, like some of my nicer golf shirts or golf pants. Just a quick little run in the dryer, and then I'll hang them up. I won't lay them flat. I'll hang them up on hangers or whatever, and so they can just dry. Like,
I have noticed that we have much better luck with laundry now that we've switched to washing strictly in cold and going, like, the gentle cycle on everything.
Yeah.
You go cold all the time.
Cold all the time. Yeah.
On nice clothes, I do go cold. If we're doing towels or anything like that, dish towels, bath towels, I'll go warm water.
We're going
blankets,
warm.
Things like that. I'll go warm water.
Is that a thing?
Items I'm wearing, I also do cold water.
I like cold. They make detergent strictly for cold water usage.
I'm not even on this game. I'm still doing warm water the whole time.
I think it helps the life of the garment.
It does.
Last.
It does.
Keeps the colors intact and the fabrics.
You're not using water from your hot water tank.
Yeah, that's fair.
And saving energy.
So you get more in the shower if you got a big family and you got the hot showers.
All right, that's enough. This is the most boring conversation ever. Timmy, what is coming up on the Buckeye Show tonight?
I don't know. I thought it was very relatable. But we've got the Tony Alford Show. This was some wild news. The wild off season for the Buckeye football team continues as we get a coaching change right here as we go into week two of spring practice. Strange timing of it, but we'll talk a lot about that. And we'll get you ready for this Buckeye men's basketball team. Going to start the march. They're going to win this one tomorrow, right? Going to get the first one at least.
Beat Iowa. I hope so.
Yeah, they need to stay hot. They 5-1 since Diebler took over. Let's get it to 6-1 tomorrow.
Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on The Fan. Back page.
The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone.
Well, man, we start off here with Clive Palmer, who is a wealthy businessman and heir to, I believe, a mining company. Anyway, he's a billionaire. I believe he's from Australia.
E.G. Pennypacker.
Sure. That guy,
wealthy
too.
Industrialist.
Well,
philanthropist.
He has decided that he is going to build the Titanic 2.
Oh, good call.
Now, he had originally put these plans out there 10 years ago, and what he wants to do is build a full-scale replica of the Titanic, just the way it would have looked back when it originally sailed, when it, you know, took to the seas. But, obviously, I'm sure some of it would be modernized so that they would have some modern technology, at least where the captain is.
Iceberg detector.
Yeah, things like that might be good. In either case,
radar.
He distributed a press release to journalists and said, yes, we're building this thing. Now, 10 years ago, he announced they were going to build it. And then pandemic time, all these other things, he said, oh, I can't do it. Now he says, we're serious. We're going to get it done. Then he was asked, do you have a shipyard that's going to build this for you? And he goes, no. So,
okay.
So we're off to a good start. But he says he's
making
another run at it.
Sounds like a bunch of crap. All right, Buckeye Show's next.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Next, we'll see you tomorrow for a big Name That Hole Thursday.
And a Buckeye basketball tournament Thourday.
Yes.
Big 10 tourney.
30 minutes short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you wearing shorts tomorrow?
No. Oh. Back to full-length pants tomorrow.
I'm going to bring Timmy a new jacket tomorrow.
You don't have to do that.
I like.
You didn't give me that jacket.
No, it's one I'm either going to sell it or donate it. I want to see if it fits you.
Oh, a little to be continued.
Yes.
On this jacket.
Okay. Yes, I want to see if it fits you. It's it's a nice one.
You look like Tom Cruise.
Yes. Should I wear my aviators?
Yes, please do.
Okay.
All right, see you tomorrow. Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza.
Watch for a disabled vehicle blocking the left lane on northbound 71 on the north side at 670. It's causing a 20-minute slowdown. And we've got slow traffic on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and 3rd Avenue. This report is sponsored by Oaks Roofing and Siding. Your home's roof should be built to last. Like the reputation of Oaks Roofing and Siding, they have hundreds of reviews backing up their quality. For free design, estimate, and payments as low as $99 a month, call 866-661-OAKS or visit oaksroofingandsiding.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
This Action Update is brought to you by ESPN Bet. ESPN Bet is the official sports book of ESPN. What a play. Gambling firm, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Players' Championship starts up tomorrow, one of the biggest tournaments in all of golf. All the big names are there, at least the ones that are still on the PGA Tour. At plus 525, Scottie Scheffler is the favorite with Rory McIlroy 13-1. Xander Schauffele 20-1. Justin Thomas 22-1. For your ESPN Bet Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Center.
Good evening. I'm pretty well. Starting with the Ohio State football coaching staff news, as earlier today we found out that running backs coach Tony Alford is leaving to join Sharon Moore's staff at Michigan. He'll take over the same position with the Wolverines. Alford had been the running back coach here in Columbus since 2015. We're just 30 minutes away from the Big Ten men's basketball tournament getting underway in Minneapolis. There will be two games tonight in the first round at 6:30. Rutgers faces Maryland. Then at about 9, Michigan takes on Penn State. Tomorrow, Ohio State begins their run, opening up play against Iowa. The Buckeyes and Hawkeyes will tip off at 6:30 tomorrow evening. The winner of that one will advance to face Illinois on Friday evening. NFL free agency rolls along this week. Two of the bigger moves today happened at the wide receiver position. The LA Chargers released Mike Williams, a move that will save them $20 million in cap space. And the Titans have landed Calvin Ridley on a four-year, $92 million deal. NBA tonight, the Cavs looked in their two-game skid. They're on the road tonight against the Pelicans.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Has your mom ever saved anything disgusting?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Yours?
Yes.
What?
I didn't know this was, I think I've said this on the air. I didn't know that parents don't save teeth. Like, my mom has all the teeth. When they all fell out of my head, she's got them. I don't know if she has all of them, like, in order, like a collection where they're, like, filed that way. But I know she saved all the teeth because I guess she got them back from the tooth fairy. However that works, she got them back, and then that's what happened.
I got another story for you. Now that I look back at the neighborhood that I grew up in, it was a weird neighborhood.
Well, let's remind people of Muggsy's Leaper.
Muggsy's Leaper. We had the lady down the street who had a little dog,
mm-hmm.
and she would play with its
leaper,
she would call it.
Mm-hmm.
He likes it.
It's like, I bet he does, lady.
But this is abnormal
behavior.
That
doesn't mean it's okay. That's bad.
So we got tonsils in the jar. We also had a kid that I was friends with that lost a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog presumably ate the tooth.
Okay.
Okay. This friend was so devastated that the tooth fairy was not going to come.
Oh, right.
I mean,
of course.
The tooth fairy. You don't have the tooth.
How are you? Yeah.
Tooth fairy's not going to come.
Yeah.
So desperate that he went through the dog's poop.
Oh, no.
To retrieve the tooth.
Oh, no.
What's that, a kernel of corn? Nope, not what I want. Back into the poop. It's amazing
you
that
step
I'm
as
not
a parent.
In an asylum.
Don't you have to?
Isn't it?
I don't know how. Yeah, you're right. I don't know. Because between that and your human interactions that you have when you leave this place and you walk out of here, you see the craziest stuff. I am surprised you're not.
It is fitting.
An asylum.
It is fitting
kind.
That I have people coming up to me just randomly, gas station, grocery store, and their new thing is just coming up to me going,
I like it. That's, yeah, that's right. That's good.
What did that person do?
We've gotten, I mean, we had all the flip and chip and dip.
I still get that on occasion. I now get the my just, guy on occasion.
You're getting the that's good. The mini lawnmower is what we should call that.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.